From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
It is Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Welcome to The Alex Jones Show, and what a doozy of a broadcast you are in for today. We've got shocking news happening right now across the spectrum. You've got a mystery illness shutting down and quarantining a runway in New York. You've got a crazed lunatic ramming his truck into a Fox News studio, shouting high treason, high treason, throwing papers in the air. Details emerging on both of those stories right now. You've got the tech executives of Facebook and Twitter being grilled, well, maybe lightly seared, in front of Congress today. Google doesn't show up. You've got the Kavanaugh hearings continuing today. More radical leftist protesters getting arrested, causing a scene. More Democrats whining and complaining. What about the documents? Oh, you didn't care about the documents when you signed Obamacare. What about the emails? We need to read Kavanaugh's emails. Oh, you didn't care about the emails when it was Hillary Clinton, illegal server that was hacked by China and who knows who else. And then the big enchilada, our own Alex Jones right now is on the Hill confronting members of Congress who are supposed to be holding the social media tech giants' feet to the fire on this censorship deal, but have emerged as nothing more than cowards with their tails between their legs. And Alex Jones directly confronted Marco Rubio. Alex Jones directly confronted Ron Wyden, the Schmel test. And there are other videos that we have coming for you. And none of this is really even Trump news. So that's not even the Trump news today. So that's what we have coming up for you in the next 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to want to miss today's transmission. Be sure to spread the links with your family and friends. Tell them about this. The YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook purge continues to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, another conservative is removed from social media. Dozens removed from social media because of their political speech. Don't let them twist the truth. It's 100% political. It's 100% a Democrat agenda. It's 100% quote unquote meddling in elections like they claim the Russians are doing. And it's all coming up. And you're not going to want to miss it. What do you think Ron Wyden does when a man like Alex Jones asks him why he won't stand up for free speech in America? Well, you're going to find out on the other side. What does Marco Rubio do when Alex Jones offers him a friendly pat on the back? Well, I guess you'll have to find out coming up next. And there's other news, too. Lots of other news surfacing today as well, as we are now 62 days out from the midterm elections. 62 days out. And I think Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google have really just begun the purge. And I think in 62 days, there's a lot of people they can censor. And you know what? I'll say this before we go to our first break, and I'm going to have to say this again today. Any major YouTube channels that are listening to this broadcast, any YouTubers out there, now is the time. Do one last video on your YouTube channel, say goodbye to YouTube, and switch to Reel.Video. That's the only way we can defeat them.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Salon Real and Chevy.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, a massive transmission is ahead of you. 62 days out from the midterms, and the tech left, allied with China and the Democrat Party, are censoring conservatives and patriots and Trump supporters on the internet. Our own Alex Jones has traveled to Washington, D.C. as the tech giants are being questioned by Congress right now. Alex Jones went. He had a minute to visit with Marco Rubio, as well as others that we're going to play for you today on the transmission. Be sure to spread the links. But here's Alex Jones asking Marco Rubio what he's going to do about the censorship of patriots.
Seriously, do I have a First Amendment? Because they're, you talk about authoritarian regimes. Okay. They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw man, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that? And then ban conservatives en masse.
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site.
No, but about the First Amendment.
Yeah, I support the First Amendment. It's asked questions.
I know. You were the only that brought up China. Are you aware of the deplatforming going on?
In China?
No, here. Big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people en masse.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue, we want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. Sowing instability would be supporting democracy. And
but the Democrats are doing what you said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
But what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well,
that's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. There's no shadow banning of members of Congress.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatformed him.
Concerned about bias in social media.
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be.
It's happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Then a heckler out of price to gaggle.
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist, and they're deplatforming me.
I don't know who you are, man.
Sure. And they demonize me in these very hearings, and then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
InfoWars.com, you know what it is.
Does Google, does Facebook, does
that's why you get elected.
Need to be regulated like what? Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio the snake. Little frat boy here.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, who are you, man?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God.
Yeah, you better hope you can be deplatforming. Tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Better than Rush Limbaugh? He knows who InfoWars is. Playing this joke over here. That's why, and the deplatforming didn't work.
But here's a question.
Don't touch me again, man. I'm asking you not to touch me.
Well, sure, I'm just mad at you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be, I don't know.
Oh, you want me to get arrested?
I don't know who you are.
It's not just going to take my First Amendment. It's not just enough to take my First Amendment. Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
You didn't know who I am, but he's so mad. You're not going to silence me. You're not going to silence me.
But there are people.
You are literally like a little gangster thug.
There are people in this country.
Rubio just threatened to physically take care of me.
There are people who feel that they're being,
they feel like he tells you China's the problem, which it is, but they're taking our free speech right now.
Social media platforms, Facebook.
There goes Rubio.
Do you believe that these platforms need to be regulated like a public utility, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, I prefer not to. I prefer competition to take care of that. But obviously, we're going to watch closely to make sure that these tools that are being used, I mean, one thing is to say we're going to go after foreign interference designed to sow and
destroy. But it's already going on here.
Another thing is to
say we're going to go after the Republicans.
Because at some point, someone has to make a determination, what's the difference between, you know, misinformation from abroad and differences of opinion within the United States?
Yeah, and that's happening
here. It's a very fine line, and that's something we need to be careful about. We don't overreach in that direction.
But then he doesn't know about InfoWars being banned. He doesn't know about the top news story in the country.
About how they, not just how they apply that within the United States, but they don't become agents of authoritarian regimes abroad to crack down on free speech. Because
I wonder why Rubio got so mad at me.
There's a balance between what is free speech and what people disagree on.
Poor Rubio.
I'm sorry, we got
to get it. Yeah, man, I got to go to the committee.
Exactly.
You guys can talk this clown.
Oh, yeah. Luke's a little frat boy, so cool. Well, back to your bathhouse. Compromise of the bathhouses. There goes Rubio, a little punk. Anyways, you got to love people that come from authoritarian regimes, and then they don't even appreciate America.
Okay, so freedom of speech, what do you make of it?
There he is, Alex Jones, live in the physical dimension. And what... You see, this is the incredible thing that I hope people can realize from this. Aside from the fact that Marco Rubio is, I mean, geez, talk about a wet noodle. What an embarrassment that man is. But that's part of the overall picture here. Folks, how do I explain this? It's like if you're watching the big tech hearings that are going on right now, you realize, and I'm not trying to be rude or insulting here. It's just the truth. You realize how cowardly these congressmen and women are. Again, and I'm not pointing the finger. I'm not going to sit here and name names. It's the nature of the beast. That is the environment that is in D.C. It's like, be a total wuss, cuck, nothing, wet noodle when you're on the Hill, when you're debating politics, when you're in front of the media. But then you know damn well behind closed doors, these people are savages, man. Savages, just cutting any deal they can, insider trading, cutting deals with China, turning over information on illegal servers. I mean, folks, it's amazing. Oh, but when the cameras are on and everyone's in the same room together, it's kind of like hush, hush, like,
yeah, tech censorship. Yes, we'll do something about that. Yeah. Do you censor people on the internet? Yes, okay. Marco Rubio. Oh, I don't know who InfoWars is. Yeah, I've never heard. Who are you? Alex Jones? I don't know you.
Bull crap, bro. But so what happens? Oh my gosh. Is that Alex Jones? That's Alex Jones. He's out of control. That's Alex Jones. He's got a spirit. He's got a soul. He's on fire. We can't have this. Somebody put a wet blanket on that man. That's the environment in D.C., folks. Total wuss culture. It's like there's a fire going on in your house. And you've all just agreed you're kind of just going to sit on the couch and just kind of mingle and watch TV. And you're not going to address the fire. Like, you know it's there. You're actually, you called this whole thing to address the structure fire. So you call the meeting to address the structure fire that's raging around you. But then you sit down and you have this mutual agreement to not discuss the structure fire. just kind of talk about the smoke and the smell and maybe what caused it, what we're going to do about it. Meanwhile, it just keeps raging and burning everything down. But we're nice, and yeah, yes. And so you get Facebook and Twitter, Google skips today, and it's just softball after softball after softball after softball after softball. Nobody's calling them out for the censorship that they're doing. And here's the other crazy thing, because we're going back to Alex Jones on the other side. We've got more clips, Alex Jones live in D.C. They can't handle a real man. They can't handle somebody that's actually truthful and not a total wuss and coward and is going to speak their mind. But there's a whole nother element to this, folks. If you listen to these hearings and you listen to what's the girl's name? Susan Berger or something from Facebook. I forgot her name. If you listen to them, you would think that the elections are happening on Facebook, folks. The elections don't happen on Facebook. Facebook is not a government entity. What is going on?
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is. But you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's Ingsoc.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law. Now, remember just recently...
Getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Said a senior executive today because they've recently taken actions such as terminating cooperation that they had with the American military on programs like artificial intelligence that are designed not just
now
to protect
to Alex
our
Jones
troops
live
and
at the big
fighting
tech
on our energy wars, but
on the hill
as well. This is at the very same time that they continue to cooperate with the Chinese Communist Party on matters like artificial intelligence or partner with Huawei and other Chinese telecom companies that are effectively arms
Project
of the Chinese Communist Party. And credible reports suggest that they are working to develop a new search engine that would satisfy the Chinese Communist Party's censorship standards after having disclaimed any intent to do so 8 years ago. Perhaps they didn't send a witness to answer these questions because there is no answer to those questions. And the silence we would hear right now from the Google chair would be reminiscent of the silence that that witness provided. So I just want to ask both of you, would your companies ever consider taking these kinds of actions that privilege
Senator Cotton's house
one hour over the United States and especially our men and women in uniform? Ms. Sandberg?
I'm not familiar with the specifics of this at all, but based on how you're asking the question, I don't believe so.
That's also Sheryl Sandberg, the White
House.
The Democrats are squirming.
Data miner,
all they talk about is Russia.
The services that provides basically all of Twitter's data.
The Democrats are just saying that fake Twitter is bad because China didn't let them in. Unbelievable. They're China agents.
All right, so we've got more clips from AJ coming up here on the Alex Jones Show, and there is a bunch of news to cover too, but in case you're unaware, Alex Jones took a surprise trip to D.C. and showed up this morning. He's done a bunch of live videos that you can find on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. He's confronted Ron Wyden. He's confronted Marco Rubio. They didn't have much interest in talking to Alex. You see, Alex is a real man with a spine and the courage to speak his mind. And that's not really kosher on the Hill. You see, in order to be on the Hill, you have to be a little weakling. that just maintains the status quo. See, that's what it's all about. You know, it's such a hard thing to explain, honestly. It's hard to put words to. I think the audience understands, but that's what it is. Never change the status quo. That's the issue with D.C. Never shake things up. Never change the status quo. The house is never on fire, even though it's burning down. Things are just fine, even though they're not. Just don't stress the status quo. Maintain the status quo. Everything's fine. Yes, big tech censorship, clearly a political agenda. Is it legal? Is it not? I don't know. You know what? I'm just a congressman here. I don't want to change the status quo. I'm just a congressman. I'm just going to put in my time at the Hill today. Maybe ask a couple light questions. Hopefully I'll get out of there. And the status quo will still be maintained. And congressmen and women can still cheat the government and somehow come out of the government with tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions in some cases, like Nancy Pelosi. So let's just maintain the status quo. Let's not solve any of the problems. Let's not raise any of the issues. Let's just have the ceremonious congressional hearings. Let's have the ceremonious testimonies. That's all it is. Congress and the government has become nothing more than a giant self-aggrandizing ceremony. The real politics all happen in the quote-unquote deep state with the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all of these unelected bureaucracies. That's where the government actually exists now. That's where the power actually exists. That's who pulls the levers. That's who pulls the strings. And you know what? Most of it's probably done with blackmail over congressmen. So the congressmen don't want to upset anything. They don't want to ruffle any feathers. And this is why the midterms coming up are so important, folks. We have to get Republicans in Congress that, excuse me, but have testicles between their legs. Okay? And I'm sorry, but if Marco Rubio, who sadly is not even one of the worst in Congress, that's actually probably one of the better ones. And this loser is going to sit here, InfoWars? Alex Jones? Bro, how can you be such a fraud to act like you have never heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones? Or let's say you genuinely haven't. Have you been living under a rock? Oh, but here's Marco Rubio, he's really big into the tech censorship. He knows about the tech censorship. He's at the hearings. He's on the Intel committees. He's grilling these people. He's big Marco. He's going to make sure that we still have free speech and the tech giants aren't censoring for political speech. And then they are nonstop right in front of our face, blatantly. And here's Marco Rubio. You're going to stop China, right? You're going to stop the Russians, right? The Russians are meddling, right? Okay. Thank you, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. Thank you, Mark Dorsey. Yes, Jack Dorsey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, good job. Yes. Ah, ha, ha. Thank you. Uh-oh, here comes Alex Jones, a real person with a beating heart, who's not a total loser, who's not a total scaredy cat, who actually has cojones. Oh my gosh. And Marco Rubio panics. Oh my gosh, Alex Jones is going to ask me a real question. What am I going to do? I'll tell you what, I'll act like I have no idea who he is. That's what I'll do. Just like Bernie Sanders. Who are you? Yeah, hi, Marco. Are you aware that the Democrats are working with China? You've got Dianne Feinstein, a Chinese spy for 20 years. Hillary Clinton giving the Chinese her server, just giving it to her, basically. You got Chinese people, Chinese government killing American operatives. But Marco Rubio, he doesn't want to be asked any real questions. He doesn't want to ask any real questions. Can't you just leave little Marco alone? He doesn't know who Alex Jones is. He's never heard of InfoWars. Censorship of conservatives. I'm Marco Rubio. Don't ask me. I don't know anything. I'm just Marco Rubio. I'm just a congressman. Why are you asking me these things? Don't you know I don't do anything?
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Or
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
With a high degree of velocity, call
back
out
to Alex Jones at the Big Tech hearings.
We don't do a great job at giving them the best tools and context to do that work. And we think there's a lot of improvements.
They were just attacking me. Hussein, he'd be shut down. Not Jack Dorsey, but the Democrats.
So people can see what is happening.
Warner is the head guy running in to take down the First Amendment.
Amplified and underlined, it can become a self-healing process whereby the response immediately responds to false or misleading information. Deterrence I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, except to say that many of us believe that one of the great gaps in our defenses against election interference and interference in our
Democrats, the ones interfering in the election right now,
feel no pain if they do so, that we have to develop a doctrine.
Oh, I saw plenty of pain against
deterrence, just as we have.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just look at what happens when someone like Alex Jones and Donald Trump enter the D.C. swamp. It's total panic, and they don't know what to do. They act like they don't know him. InfoWars, I don't know you. They can't answer questions. They hide from questions. And in President Trump's case, they just totally panic. It's like a fish, like a carp flopping around on the deck. You know why? Because most of these people are total fakes, ladies and gentlemen. Total phonies hiding behind a facade. And a lot of these congressmen understand that America has woken up to the facade that they hide behind, and so they're panicked. Just look at the faces of a Cory Booker, of a Kamala Harris, of a Nancy Pelosi. Just look at them. And you see fear. Fear that information is power and that people are seeing how these congressmen are nothing more than two-bit phonies hiding behind a facade, running for re-election, and nothing more. The real power in Washington, D.C. has been absconded by unelected bureaucracies like the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and so on. And so now, when we need Congress more than ever to do something about all the corruption in D.C., do something about the censorship, do something about the propaganda, where are they? Well, they're nowhere, because they were never there to begin with. Don't you see? It was all just a facade. Congress has been a ceremonious exercise in self-aggrandizement and grandstanding for way too long, folks. And now you're seeing the fruits of that corruption. And so someone like Donald Trump or Alex Jones shows up in D.C., what happens? All the worms, all the sponges, the spineless invertebrae, all of them start to panic and flop around because they were fake the whole time, and people like Alex Jones and people like Donald Trump expose them as the total phonies that they are. Do we want to go live to this, guys?
Jack, you going to the next meeting?
So let's work on that. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to work on getting this video, folks. Alex Jones just confronted Jack Dorsey. He is outside of the Senate building now, where Jack Dorsey was just being questioned by Congress. All right, he's having some photo moments now, saying hello to people.
Or you say the same word, liar, scum.
Yeah.
We love the
Iraq someone's.
We love Uranium One, liar, shame on you. We have the moral ground. We say boo on you, and we think you're a sheep like us, so we think that hurts you. When mindless people come up and say, shame on you, scum. What's wrong with you?
The economy's growing 4.6%.
Our spirit. Now, see, that's amazing. Alex is like making a voice, like he's making fun of a voice, like a demon voice. Like, she actually sounds like that.
We're going to yell at you. We're going to yell at you and make you feel bad. You're not supposed to talk back. You're supposed to just be a meme.
I just don't even know.
I'm going to call you scum. And when you talk back, I just can't believe it.
Sure you get this in this
I just can't believe it. I can't believe you actually talk back at me.
See, and that's what it is, dude. These people have never had anyone push back on them. They're a bunch of bullies. They're a bunch of control freaks. They're a bunch of cultists.
And have laughing, and Hillary's our God,
listen,
so we just hate men, and we love abortion, and we love
the
New World Order.
You love
it because you're spiritually dead, and you want us to spiritually die like you.
That's what it is.
Not spiritually dead
that's
like
the
you,
sad thing about
you're
this.
You're not going to pull all our kids down with you, and you're failing.
That is. See, now you're just getting real.
Humanity's coming back. Your culture of death is over.
Again, out of the street. One more time, out of the street.
All right.
Ladies, you have a nice day. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Wow. Boy. Are we having fun this week or what? So plenty more coming from Alex Jones live on the Hill, confronting not only members of Congress, not only Jack Dorsey, but now just radical libtards out in the streets. Oh, my gosh. What is he doing now?
Just go to this. I can't even.
We're going to shut him down. We're Democrats.
Oh, no, a Democrat. Oh, no.
It's a Democrat.
We spew racist things at people and walk around like trolls. Alex Jones, screw you.
Alex, come here. Jared, can you get it, please?
Where is the goddamn movie?
Infowarsstore.com. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's nice to see Alex out there in his element right now. Maybe, you know what? This is the perfect time. Because this is exactly why I started the InfoWars Army. And there is your Sergeant Major Alex Jones out there on the streets confronting these people in real life.
It's our country. Your children are ours.
There he is. Making us proud. But here's the thing about this, folks. This is, I mean, honestly, this is what we have to do. We have to go out in the real world, not necessarily act like a goblin troll. Maybe that's what you got to do to wake some of these people up. But I'm telling you, look, they have no shame. They have no shame protesting people.
And then I lightly tapped him on the arm.
You're talking about Rubio now.
The little munchkin he had with him. And then he said he'd take me out or something like that.
So here's the thing. So now because Alex went and did that, let me explain why we do this. Let me explain why I started the InfoWars Army. And even something as trivial as what you might think just one video that you get. Hey, pull him down, guys. We're about to go to break here. I don't know. Who's that questioning him? That's right. Okay, apparently TMZ is talking to him right now. We're going to get these video clips for you. We're going to make sure it all airs today. It's all going to be at InfoWars.com. But look at that. Just Alex confronting Marco Rubio in a 2-minute video just exposed Marco Rubio as a total fraud. Just exposed Marco Rubio as a total wuss. A total nothing. Oh, really, dude? You're going to sit here and you're going to be questioning the big tech censorship to Facebook and Twitter, and you've never heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones? You failed. You failed. And then you're going to sit here and cry, Russia, 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 Russia. Okay, so now you're just an idiot spouting fake news. So just that 2.5 minutes of Alex Jones just being in the presence of Marco Rubio totally exposed Marco Rubio. Total victory.
It's time to activate. It's time to engage liberty. It's time to wake the sheeple, red pill the masses, break the conditioning. It's all happening.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, 4-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home.
But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The fraud, as the president says, it is a witch hunt. But it's beyond a witch hunt. They have used the lies of these committee hearing meetings in the House and Senate to deplatform me and unperson me off of the internet so that I can't respond to the future lies and the straw men that they've built. This is a danger to this country. In what free nation do they have hearings at the national level and talk about someone like Alex Jones, works really for hours, and then never have a chance to then be heard by the committee? What country have we turned into where the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN openly lobby to take me off every platform and openly lobby that anyone that talks about Alex Jones in a positive way will then also be blacklisted off the internet? Google and Apple are officially moving to China. They are adopting Chinese communist-style tactics. They are helping censor and round up the political dissidents, the Buddhists and the Christians and others who are then taken and worked to death and their organs harvested. Just in 2006-2010, they had committee hearings in this very Senate Committee on Intelligence and told Google, you are now evil. You are aiding and abetting evil. Look at the congressional record. 10 years later, there's zero discussion of Apple and Google and others moving to China. Apple has moved the iCloud to China and has given the government the code keys to everyone's Apple device, a total national security violation of the highest levels ever seen. It's well known that Hillary transferred the Office of Personnel Management files of 21 million U.S. government individuals and their families to the communist Chinese. And that's why Trump's enemy number one. because there's a globalist sellout of our country to communist China and espionage carried out by the Democratic Party and many members of the Republican Party as well. That's why I've been targeted. So I can't have a press conference. As you can see in America,
security is now telling Alex to leave the scene.
There you go. That'll be your news guy.
So there they go. So Alex is having a press conference. Huge media turnout. Probably about 20 media members there, 20, 30 cameras, huge audience, and security comes and shuts him down and makes him leave. Now, if you're watching at Infowars.com/show, you can see what I'm talking about. If you're a radio audience listener, Alex is addressing a large crowd of people. There's at least 20 cameras there, media there. It's a press conference situation, and a security guard comes and removes him. And so they're discussing with Alex right now what to do, where he should go, and how he can do this. Or maybe he's not allowed to do this. Maybe you just got to get Alex out of here. Yes, sir. Sir, excuse me, sir. You are an American patriot individual that speaks his mind and won't censor himself and won't be a total coward once they enter this building. So, sir, we have to remove you. This is D.C. This is a congressional meeting. No spirit, no passion. You have to be a total wuss.
I asked them, I said, are you detaining Alex? Are you arresting Alex? They said, no, this is merely just a conversation that they want to have with him. He's here behind this closed door. They did not allow us to have access while they're discussing whatever it is they're discussing with him. But I do want to point out that of all these...
Have you ever seen this happen before?
I've never seen this happen before. Typically, this specifically is set up for people to hold press conferences. Usually what will happen is either witnesses like Jack Dorsey or Sheryl Sandberg or senators... sometimes senior staffers will come out here and address the press.
Oh, but not Alex Jones.
You can even see it right there. This is set up.
Literally. So, there, okay, that's Jack Posobiec breaking it down. Here comes Alex again.
Well, you know, when Peter Fonda said that he wanted to kidnap the president's son and put him in a cage with pedophiles and raping, that violated their terms of service as well. They're all very subjective. They can say and do whatever they want. The media ran a hoax and said that I said things on Twitter I didn't say. And so, again, they can say all day I violated their terms. Jack Dorsey didn't take me off Twitter. And you, the so-called media, has been foaming at the mouth to get me further deplatformed so I can't respond to the lies. Think about this in America. Think about this in America, that I have been unable. This is the 11th hearing that they've had in the last year and a half where I'm one of the main focuses, and I have not ever been called to testify when they say outrageous, slanderous, defamatory things when they've had in the House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, and others. They'll have people point blank from the CIA, you name it, who are leftists, say Alex Jones works for the Russians. That is an outrageous lie beyond Joseph McCarthy and that he ever did. But when McCarthy did it, the people got to come in and got to confront the committee and say, you have no decency. How dare you act like this? This is 100 times worse than anything Joseph McCarthy ever did, and it's a shame.
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure. But every time they have these meetings, they bring up
InfoWars. Think about how ridiculous that is.
They claim they're taking InfoWars.
We're having these hearings today because of election meddling, election interference. Well, then why are you talking to Facebook and Twitter? I'm sorry. Do the elections happen on Facebook and Twitter? Am I missing something here? Since when do we hold elections on Facebook and Twitter?
Election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives.
Oh, and then look at the twist of the narrative, as Alex points out. They say, we're trying to stop Russia from meddling in the election. Okay, well, you're Facebook. What does that have to do with anything?
From the internet.
So you're censoring conservatives on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to stop Russia from meddling in the election?
Interesting. And well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. So they build straw men and misrepresent what I said and do, and then they use that straw man to try to kick me off of the air. This is so dangerous to now have the New York Times foaming at the mouth calling for me to be taken off the internet completely, and anyone who supports me being taken off. My God, this is true authoritarianism come to America, and you've got a bunch of dying corporate mainstream media that doesn't know what to do. And because they don't have any viewers or listeners, people that support them anymore, they think silencing independent media and silencing newswars.com and silencing infowars.com is somehow let them get control of the narrative and stop the giant political realignment that's happened in this country towards populism and free market and a 4.6% growth rate. That's what they want. That's what's going on here. I just brought here Jack Posobiec from One American News. This guy, patriot, naval intelligence, whole nine yards. Tell him what's really happening here.
Alex, what we've seen and what we're starting to see in a lot of this is a lot of censorship.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear more from Alex through the rest of the broadcast, as well as getting to some news. If you want to really see and feel the Matrix, and I mean, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, man. You're just seeing it. Someone like Alex just showing up on the Hill creates this much of a controversy, where they have to print articles. It's a story. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones rants against Facebook, Google outside D.C. hearing. Oh, conspiracy theorists, like they were going to remove him from YouTube and Facebook? Oh, wait, they did that. Vox. Alex Jones is sitting front row for Facebook and Twitter Senate hearing. It's like, oh my gosh, a citizen who might speak out, who has an opinion, he's there and he's uncontrollable. He says things that he thinks. He says things that go against the establishment. He might create a scene just by existing. That's how you expose the 1984 Matrix. I'm telling you, this is why I've started InfoWars Army, folks. If you just go out into the 3D world and trigger the control matrix, it's just unbelievable. Look at what Trump has done to D.C. Look at what Alex's presence in D.C. does just for a day. I'm telling you, it's all the 1984 control matrix going into panic mode because we're organically jacking ourselves into it and throwing all the gears, all the levers, everything awry. That's what we have to do. Go into the matrix. InfoWarsArmy.com, enlist today. $10,000 for the biggest red pill jack into the matrix in the next 62 days before the midterm. My push is in the sports world. Hang signs from the biggest crowded stadiums, Yankee Stadium, college football stadiums, NFL stadiums, InfoWars.com, free Alex Jones. Go with something else. Do something for Trump. Imagine you go to a New York Yankee game and there's 20 Trump 2020 signs all over the railings. The panic that would ensue. Do a social experiment. Go to a ball game and hang a Bernie sign. Nothing will happen. Hang a Trump sign, people will panic because you're jacking into the fake 1984 control freak matrix, folks. That's what this is. That's what this is. It's a physical jacking into the control grid and throwing it off its kilter, throwing it off its pattern. What is its pattern? What is its goal? To control you, to control society, to control your mind. So we have to get in there and jack that control. That's what Alex Jones is doing today, live in D.C. Are you seeing it happening? It's happening. Marco Rubio says, I've never heard of InfoWars and Alex Jones. Really? You're supposed to be the one questioning these people on censorship.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen,
an alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, Alex Jones had a second to confront Jack Dorsey today. We're going to that clip in a second here, but just think about this. Jack Dorsey is getting escorted out. He's got a huge security team. He's got private security detail. He's got the security van and everything. And I'm not trying to attack Jack Dorsey with this. I'm just trying to make a larger point. Who are these people? Who is Mark Zuckerberg? How is it that they're so important? How is it that they're worth so much money? Have you ever paid a dollar to Facebook or Twitter? Have you paid a dime? Who's giving them all this money? How do they have all this money? Folks, they're shell corporations. They're a facade. It's all a front. It's all a spy grid. I mean, it's just like people, I'm telling you, common sense is gone. How does somebody like Zuckerberg and Dorsey become so famous and so rich? From Twitter and Facebook, really? How much does the average Facebook user pay? How much does the average Twitter user pay? $0. Yet these people are worth billions? You ever question things? You ever think critically? Here is Alex Jones confronting Jack Dorsey.
Hey, I'm a public figure, too. Hey, Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack, and I never threaten the media with battle rifles.
Jack, can I have your autograph, sir?
So, hey, Jack. CNN.
You unverified me and called me a white supremacist. I'm Jewish.
Free speech.
You're violating my First Amendment.
CNN and the Democrats, you know, back, are destroying back, the First back, Amendment. Please. It needs to be stood up against.
Mr. Dorsey, when can I have my verification back?
Obama set up a CIA office to shut down independent press in the U.S.
I am a journalist.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Obama set up a CIA office before he left to shut down independent populist media in the U.S. And Trump knows it. He's getting ready to sign an executive order reversing it.
All right, cool.
The Defense Authorization Act.
All right.
Watch. So that's the reality of what's going on. I told you it was a bait and switch. That's how media operates. And that's what they went back and did.
So there you go. So you got Dorsey, you got Zuckerberg, you got these tech elites that are worth billions of dollars. Nobody ever asks how they got that money. Nobody ever wonders. Nobody ever thinks, I never paid a dime to Twitter. I never paid a dime to Facebook. How did they get all that money? Oh, who cares? Let's sign in. Let's log in. Let's tweet. Let's FaceTime. And it's the same thing. It's like you don't. Is common sense totally gone? Do you get it yet? Jack Dorsey gets a private security detail, 20-team security detail, private escort out by the DC security, private escort service, all the above. Worth billions of dollars. Where does he get that money? Did he get it from you? Did you pay Twitter a dime? No. You know what? Let's quickly. Give me a crew cam. Anyone in the crew today, there's probably about 10 people back there working. Has anyone in the crew given a dime to Twitter? Anyone? Raise your hand. It's okay. So nothing. Facebook? Anything to Facebook? Anybody a dollar? A dollar. A nickel. A penny? Nothing. A tenth piece. Zero. Okay. How did Zuckerberg become worth $66 billion? Huh. I'm just trying to figure it out. I just don't get it. You know, instead of having a fake hearing asking Facebook and Twitter about the censorship with people like Sheryl Sandberg, oh my gosh, I just can't believe this woman. I just know the type of person she is. Okay, she's directly out of high school, man. Just a spoiled, rotten, you know what. Total entitled, you know what. She's going to sit up here and act like she's all high and mighty. We're going to stop foreign interference in the elections. Your Facebook. What the hell does that have to do with an election? It's all fake news. You know, why don't we have, instead of these fake hearings on tech censorship and we ignore the actual issues, why don't we put Zuckerberg and why don't we put Dorsey on the stand for a hearing and ask them how they made billions of dollars? How about that? How did you make billions of dollars? Am I missing something? Am I the idiot here?
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones is in D.C., a surprise visit, and the swamp doesn't know what to do when the swamp drainer shows up. That's why they panic when President Trump got elected. That's why they panic when Alex Jones just steps foot in the district. He confronted Ron Wyden earlier, who doesn't pass a smell test. And what do you think Ron Wyden did? There's no way he would have ran and hid.
Jack, Wilson? No, Sophia.
There he goes, Alex Jones, on the scene.
Hey, Senator, you guys have dehumanized me. You act like I don't exist. You've asked me to be platformed. Stop violating my First Amendment in those hearings.
And Wyden cancels his little conference and leaves.
Shame on you.
What a coward.
Shame on you, you un-American tyrant.
Okay. So Ron Wyden is a total coward. Marco Rubio is a total fraud. Cowards and frauds, man. Cowards and frauds. I've been dealing with cowards and frauds my entire life in media. Man. Oh, this is like, oh my gosh. You know, here's the thing. I've never claimed to be the smartest person. I'm stunned. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, honestly, let me just lay this out for you. There's so many people that are just better than me. And it's like, I would never want to be in government. Okay. I would never want to be in Congress. And if I did, it would be a total attack on, like it normally goes. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't want to deal with that. And I don't care, but there are men better than me. There are women better than me. There are people who have lived their whole lives to the fullest and don't even have a scratch on them that should be doing this, that should be taking up these battles. And And so instead, though, it has to be people like Donald Trump, who, yeah, was a billionaire playboy. Yeah, you know, probably had some deals go bad. Yeah, you know, whatever. And so they just tar and just slander him all day long. But it's like, he's at least willing to do it. He's willing to face these people. He's willing to face down the scum. Oh. And so you have people like Ron Wyden and Marco Rubio and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, just losers and failures and cheaters and liars and scum and cowards and frauds. And they run our frickin' lives. And they do nothing. They do nothing for this country. Zero. And I'm sorry for yelling. It's just how do we just, can we just stop dealing with these people? Oh my God. But that's what it is. We have to wake people up. That's what it is. They don't know it. They don't realize it yet. They're not watching. They're not looking. They're not paying attention. They're watching sports. They're watching pop culture. They're watching Kim Kardashian. They're watching God knows what. Ooh. But it's all happening now. It's all happening. The people are seeing it now. I just cannot believe how freaking cowardly these people are. Oh, man. Cowards and frauds, man. Cowards and frauds. Cowards and frauds. Have had total control of the media and the government in this country for my entire life, and it's finally starting to change with people like Alex Jones and Donald Trump, and they're doing everything they can to try to stop it. Alex Jones never claimed to be perfect. Donald Trump never claimed to be perfect. That's not what this is. This isn't a perfection contest. It's a let's have America for the future contest. Let's have freedom and prosperity and less taxes and more manufacturing here and jobs growth and wealth growth and unemployment down and everything. Better schools, better airports, better roads. Let's all bring it back. Let's quit sending all the manufacturing and all the funds. Let's repatriate all the funds from Nike and Apple to the tunes of hundreds of billions of dollars. Let's rebuild America. No, because cowards and frauds run the media and run the government, and their time is up. And so they're in 100% panic mode right now to try to save their skin, to try to save their Ponzi scheme. So we cannot back off. We have to press the gas forward. We have to blast through these people. I just get so worked up talking about it because it's just unbelievable, man. With the Chinese communist. The Chinese communist, like, people don't even understand how real the Chinese threat is. They bought Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a damn Chinese spy, and she almost became president. I mean, it's like, Dianne Feinstein gets caught with a Chinese spy under her employ for 20 years. You know how many hearings we have? Zero. Zero hearings. But Dianne Feinstein is on the stand today questioning Kavanaugh. Yeah, Dianne Feinstein gets to question Judge Kavanaugh's ethics. She got caught with a Chinese spy for two frickin' decades. Zero hearings. So let me get this straight. Dianne Feinstein, one of the leaders of the Democrat Party, and Hillary Clinton, one of the leaders of the Democrat Party, both caught as Chinese agents. Both caught, whether wittingly or not, spies for the Chinese government. And the Chinese government killed dozens of U.S. assets, dozens of U.S. operatives in China by the Chinese government. Was it because of Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein? I don't know, because I don't get the damn hearing. Instead, I have a fake hearing with Dorsey and Sheryl Sandberg, totally canned. Totally fake. No one asks a real question. Nobody gets the real issues. Just lights, camera, action, go home. Don't address the real issues. Let's just not change the status quo. Oh, but Americans die in China because of intel, secret intel gets leaked to the Chinese government. Was it by Dianne Feinstein and Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I can't get a hearing. Instead, I have people like Ron Wyden asking Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook, what are you going to do to stop the Russians from meddling in the election? Screw you, man! What are you going to do to stop Dianne Feinstein from hiring another Chinese spy for 20 frickin' years? What are you going to do to make sure Hillary Clinton doesn't have a private server with China literally jacked into it? You know what you're going to do? Nothing, because you're a coward and a fraud. But you know what? Here's what it is. There's a new age coming on Earth, and this is beyond politics, folks. This is beyond our control. This is existential. Galaxies, universes, God and creation have already determined the next age is coming. Okay, so that's unstoppable. The next age of humanity is coming. But in a current history model, in a short time span model, there is a new age coming. The age of cowards and frauds is over, ladies and gentlemen. The age of cowards and frauds running the media and running our government is over. The age of cowards and frauds is over. The age of real men and real women with courage and fortitude and honesty and trustworthiness, we're taking over now. We're not perfect. We might not be the best. Sometimes we can't get organized. Sometimes we can't even figure our own damn lives out. But we're real, and we're not cowards. I haven't even plugged this entire hour. And it's not cheap to send Alex and a 5-man crew to D.C. for this swamp meet today, if you will. So we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials going on right now. We've got the brand new Ultimate Bone Broth Formula on sale for 50% off. So we already had a bone broth formula at InfoWarsStore.com that was very popular. We revamped that formula. We put better ingredients in it and then slashed the price in half. So for right now, Ultimate Bone Broth Formula is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's $19.95. You are not going to find a better bone broth out there, folks. So take advantage while it's 50% off before it goes back to full price. And just know that every dime you spend at InfoWarsStore.com goes to InfoWars.com. Folks, Alex Jones and the crew flew out. They don't fly first class. They don't get some special treatment. They don't even get advanced boarding. They fly with you. They spend the least amount because it's all about winning the war. It's all about winning the info war. We don't fly private jets first class. We fly to win.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Should I have a First Amendment, or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
No, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
It's fun.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
No, Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
The InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what they should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Seriously, do I have a First Amendment? Because they're, you talk about authoritarian regimes, they're lying about me and then trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw man, should I have a First Amendment, or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site.
No, but about the First Amendment.
Yeah, support the First Amendment. It's ask questions.
I know. You were the only one that brought up China. Are you aware of the deplatforming going on?
China?
No, here. Big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people in mass.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue, we want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. Sowing instability would be supporting democracy. And
but the Democrats are doing what you said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
But what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just that the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well, but
it's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. There's no shadow banning of members of Congress.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatformed him.
We're concerned about bias in social media.
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. There's a look,
it's
I
happening
support
here.
Going out.
It's happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Then a heckler out of press the gaggle.
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist, and they're deplatforming.
I just don't know who you are, man.
They,
I don't read your website.
Sure, and they demonize me in these very hearings, and then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
Infowars.com, you know what it is.
Does Google, does Facebook, does
that's why you get elected.
Need to be regulated do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio, the snake. Little frat boy here.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, who are you?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God.
Yeah, you better hope you're going to be platforming. Tens of millions of views.
Infowars.
Better than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who Infowars is. Playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Here's a question.
Don't touch me again, man. I'm asking you not to touch me.
Well, sure, I'm just mad at you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be. I don't know.
You want me to get arrested?
I don't know who you are.
It's not just going to take my First
arrested,
Amendment.
Man.
It's not just enough to take
I'll
my First Amendment.
Myself.
Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say
that. You didn't know who I am, but he's so mad. You're not going to silence me. You're not going to silence me.
You are
literally like a little gangster thug.
There are people in this country.
Rubio just threatened to physically take care of me.
There are people who feel that they're being.
They feel like he tells you China's the problem, which it is, but they're taking our free speech right now.
Social media platforms, Facebook.
There goes Rubio.
Do you believe that these platforms need to be regulated like a public utility, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, I prefer not to. I prefer competition to take care of that. But obviously, we're going to watch closely to make sure that these tools that are being used. I mean, one thing is to say we're going to go after foreign interference designed to sow and
but it's already going on here.
Another thing is to
the
say
Democrats
we're going to go
after the Republicans.
Because at some point, someone
the
has to make a determination. What's the difference between, you know, misinformation from abroad and differences of opinion within the United States?
Yeah, and that's happening here.
A very fine line, and that's something we need to be careful about. We don't overreach in that direction.
But then he doesn't know about InfoWars being banned. He doesn't know about the top news story in the country.
About how they, not just how they apply that within the United States, but they don't become agents of authoritarian regimes abroad to crack down on free speech. Because
I wonder why Rubio got so mad at me.
There's a balance between what is free speech and what people disagree on.
Poor Rubio.
I'm sorry. Yeah, man, I got to go to the committee.
Exactly.
You guys can talk this clown.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there's Alex Jones confronting Marco Rubio. Rubio says, oh, I've never heard of you. I don't know who InfoWars is. Total fraud. Total liar. Speaking of cowards and frauds, Alex Jones is addressing Oliver Darcy of CNN right now live on Periscope. You're not going to want to miss this.
Look at those eyes right there. That's what wants to run your life, folks. And if you don't start running your life, he's going to run it. He already thinks he's got scalps from the main progenitors. And this whole operation, you don't think we don't know about Obama's Countering Disinformation Propaganda Act? You don't think all that's going to come out who's funding this? And your little ID card and all the rest of it? You think we're stupid? You think we're playing games, huh? Think we don't know a thing or two, son? That's illegal, what Obama set up. It's all going to come down. You think that you've got some Democrats and some committees and some stay-behind networks like the 37 angry Democrats in the Justice Department trying to shut down Trump? You think that you've got a rogue group operating inside those agencies that you're going to be able to shut down the free press in America? We are here. Paul Revere is here. The American people are watching, and they're not going to let you win. You called for us to be deplatformed. You pushed it. Now you say it's not even happening. It is true.
It's
CNN lobbied for it. That's all CNN did was call for me to be taken off the air. That's all you've done. That's all you said needs to be taken down. Why aren't you taking it down? You said don't.
Folks, we know it was CNN. We know it was CNN. This is like Rubio saying he's never heard of InfoWars. Just total lie.
We delete tweets and stuff all the time with mistakes and you name it. We probably delete 5 tweets a day.
So you made mistakes? Is that what you're conceding?
Some of those things don't come out the way we want, but the point is CNN never makes mistakes because they lie on purpose.
You mean mistakes, though?
No, you never make mistakes.
So when you delete...
you control reality, huh?
Why didn't you delete your tweets?
Let me know what you're talking about specifically.
You talked about your...
I don't lie like you do. I didn't delete any tweets. There are no tweets. What are tweets? Hell, I'll gaslight you. What are tweets? What are tweets?
Yeah, it's like when they remove a video, they remove the video and then say, how come you removed their video? No, they removed the video. We didn't take it down. YouTube did.
CNN said that I said, Antifa says they're coming to people's houses to attack you. I said, people should be ready. If Antifa comes to attack you, defend yourself. That's not calling for battle rifles against the media. And MSNBC and CNN and all you guys at NBC lied
and sat there and said, we're getting chills up our spines. Why, Jones says he's coming for us when the last thing I want is offensive violence. And it's the left calling for it everywhere. Do you support Antifa?
What's that?
Do you support Antifa?
I'm sorry.
He doesn't even know.
I support Antifa?
Do you support Antifa? Antifa?
I don't support violence, Alex.
Oh, but CNN's had pieces saying Antifa's good.
CNN admits Antifa's violent. Oh, my gosh. CNN admits Antifa's violent. Yes!
You're too busy yelling at me.
Well, what do you got to do?
No.
What was that?
I'm Antifa now. I'm the anti-fascist. I'm against the fascism of Apple and Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube removing people for free speech and their political views. I'm the anti-fascist.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, yeah, we absolutely agree. As we are building...
This is Alex Jones in the big tech censorship hearings today on the Hill.
Expectations follow that, and that is the default to freedom of expression and opinion. And we need to understand...
Jack Dorsey speaking now.
...when that default interferes with other fundamental human rights, such as physical security or privacy, and what the adverse impacts on those...
But they are censoring conservatives.
And I do believe that context does matter in this case. We had a case of voter suppression around 2016 that was tweeted out, and we are happy to say that organically the number of impressions that were calling it out as fake were 8 times that of the reach of the original tweet. That's not to say that we can rely on that, but asking the question how we make that more possible and how we do it at velocity is the right one to ask.
That's the self-healing aspect. Thank you both very much. And if you have further thoughts as you're flying home about technical ways you can increase the information available to your users through tags, ratings, stars, whatever.
And who does that?
Share them with us. Awesome. We look forward to working with you on this problem. That is one that's important.
Today, as an expose of what DC really is, and you can see it. Folks, Alex Jones' mere presence today on the Hill sent more excitement and had more energy on the DC Hill, on the DC press corps, than they've seen since Trump arrived. Because these people are lame. Always going with the status quo, always going with the establishment. Jones shows up. And he gets more attention than anyone else there has ever gotten, brings more energy, more fire to the scene, and now has done more, quite honestly, I guess, other than maybe Trump or some other people in media, but I would say no. Alex Jones, now with what he's done today, has done more for free speech, more to fight the censorship of big tech against free speech. They're not trying to stop Russia from meddling. They're not worried about China. They couldn't give a damn about that. This is all about censoring Americans, censoring conservative patriot speech in America. And Alex Jones' mere presence on the Hill today, doing that, addressing it in real time, is more than anyone else has done. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to say it one more time, and we're going to go to Alex Jones confronting Oliver Darcy. If you have a big YouTube channel, I'm not going to sit here and name names. I'm not trying to point fingers. I'm not trying to demonize. I'm just trying to tell you now is the time. If you have a big YouTube channel, any YouTube channel, and that's where you put your videos, you need to do your last video on YouTube, and it needs to say, this is my last video on YouTube. I'm now uploading my videos to real.video. And if you do live streams, then you can do your live stream there, capture it, then move it to real.video and erase it off YouTube. You have to do it to that. That is the only way to defeat these people. Just like when Nike decides Colin Kaepernick's going to be the next face of their Just Do It campaign, what happens to Nike stocks? They tank. What happens to Nike's apparel? It gets burned. Ditch YouTube. They don't want you there. They hate America. Let's go to Alex Jones now again. A real person that has courage and a spine goes to D.C., and all of the cowards and frauds in D.C. totally panic because they're not used to a real man. They're not used to someone with courage there calling things out, actually doing their job as a member of the media. It's a bunch of spineless fops like Oliver Darcy. So here comes Alex Jones, a real man with some spirit, with some courage, a patriot. And again, it just shows you how pathetic all of these people are down there. Alex Jones shows up. And in less than an hour becomes the most exciting lightning rod to hit D.C.'s press corps since Trump. So you want to see how it's done? You want to see how you jack into the matrix and become the story? Watch what Alex Jones does. All the videos he had from D.C. today. Here is him confronting Oliver Darcy from CNN.
You You are incredibly shameful, man.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just a, look at you. You are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. You're going to go down the history books at the Criminal News Network. This is the, one of the main. This is one of the main people right here who thinks you have no memory, who sits there and lobbies. Show him. It sits there and lobbies people to take other news off.
I love
off.
The tactic when they start to film you like that's some defeat of you. It's like, I'm already filming WMD, myself, you idiot.
Gulf Arab state dictatorship funded. Unbelievable. Hey, come on over here, Drew. I want to get this context. This is unbelievable. I was literally saying I don't see the Criminal News Network here, but indeed you do it right there at the front of the line at the trough. To try to get in there and try to shut down conservative libertarian speech. And of course, it comes from the loins of Glenn Beck, the king. I mean, look at those eyes, folks. If you want to see the eyes of a rat, I'm looking at the camera. Look at those eyes. Look at that slobbering to the system and the criminals at CNN, all their warmongering and death, all their fake news, and then running around trying to police the internet. And try to shut people down, and then you think people are so stupid. On CNN a week later, you say no one's censoring anybody, no one's pushing for censoring, and then you say that Trump is the one attacking the press, but all he does is stand up to your lies. Just look at this guy's eyes. That is who will ruin your life. Him and people like Stelter. That is who want to look at that smile.
Alex, you know, I'd say, so I've known Oliver quite a long time. Good to see you again, Oliver.
Good to see you, Chuck.
Good to see you. You know, he's from Fresno. And he goes there. Because, you know, in Fresno, we actually believe in free speech. And here he is censoring people and doing
organizing. Policing it. He's the thought police. That is the thought police.
Beforehand, he worked for Fresno. And of course, I and many other people in the conservative movement helped this guy's career along. But now he's decided that now that he works for CNN, he's going to go and try and shut down voices.
Look, I mean, he's even more evil looking in person.
Something to think about the decisions that you make.
Because you don't even respond because we're just scum. You sit up there seeing it with no viewers, no followers. Everyone can't stand you. And no matter, you can shut everyone down on earth. No one will like you. You understand that? You'll never have billions and billions of fans and followers. You'll never have people that love you.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Alex?
You are a dishonorable liar who would never even dare have me on your little tiny shows when you and Stelter call me a virus. You are a virus to America and freedom. You are authoritarianism. Just look in those eyes. The hunger to silence America. The hunger to extinguish the First Amendment. The hunger to deceive. But he can't do it because the fire of liberty is not going to be knocked out. I want you to know I'm starting to come up here a lot. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
That's good.
Just so you know.
Always good to see you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, no, you don't talk back to mere slaves. You just act calling everybody sponsors to get them to dump you, working with Media Matters and the Nazi collaborator George Soros,
all right.
Smiling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow.
You used that one several times.
That's what you look like.
You
right?
need to come up with some.
You look like a possum that got caught doing some really nasty stuff, in my view. You're a public figure, too. If I go to Twitter and say, he's bullying me, I'm only trying to deplatform him everywhere and celebrating it, and then insulting my viewers a week later saying no one's doing it. How dumb do you think your viewers are? Do they have no memory like Dari from Finding Nemo? She can't respond. All you do is deceive. Your job is to be a disruptor.
What do I respond to? This is not a...
Are you saying the left isn't trying to deplatform conservatives?
This is not a... I'm not doing an interview with you.
Exactly. There you go. Just look at it. Look at that person. Just stare at... Look at that. He thinks he's going to beat America. He wants to politically mount a set of law. He thinks he can deceive... Oliver Darcy, that, ladies and gentlemen.
What was that?
Anything to say?
No, I have nothing to say to Alex. Good seeing him here.
Yeah, all he wants to do is silence everyone so he can then lie about him and get away with it.
You're broadcasting on Twitter right now, I think, right?
We're on a lot of places.
Right. You're being really silenced?
Yeah, you've been trying to silence me there. Keep asking why I'm there and then lying about what I said. You're ashamed. It's blown up in your face. Doesn't matter the New York Times says our viewers are down by half. It's not true. Record traffic and record support. Which you guys don't have. You have to be propped up by kingpins and corrupt corporations and foreign Gulf War dictators. You launch fake wars in Arab Springs. And back
what
ISIS.
Do Oliver Darcy and Marco Rubio have in common? Well, they both got owned by Alex Jones today, but they're both weak men, cowards, spineless, losers. We'll break it down and more from Alex Jones on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're
bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Did you all not accept basically the terms of how you do business in China? Or were you just blocked from coming into it? Or did you not agree? Did they give you a chance? Or I'm saying other social platforms that seem to be adapting and going in there.
the congressional hearings on big tech censorship.
All that is coming from China, and we're trying to shut that down. But I was interested in, it was to me that you all both have been blocked, and I would assume you didn't agree to the terms.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was any one particular decision point around understanding what the terms might be in our particular case, when we were blocked, we decided that it wasn't a fight worth fighting right now, and we have other parties.
Are you still looking into business there?
There was no particular time. You know, we've been open about the fact that our mission is to...
They're an authoritarian regime.
And that means...
Apple and Google are going to arrest people. This guy, the Democrat, is a moron.
But in order to go into China, we would have to be able to do so in keeping with our values. And those are not... That's not possible right now.
Senator Cox.
I want to commend both of you for your appearance here today for what was no doubt going to be some uncomfortable questions.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jack Dorsey. Thank you, Sheryl Sandberg, for your presence today. We didn't ask you any real questions, but you promised us you're going to protect us from the Russians. Yes, yes. Yes, Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook are going to protect us from the Russians. Yeah, they're going to save our elections. Our elections don't happen on Twitter or Facebook. The Russians aren't the ones meddling and censoring speech on their platforms. So what exactly is Twitter and Facebook doing then? Grandstanding. It's all a big charade, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a big circus. Now, this is the 115th Congress. I wonder if the 116th Congress that we elect in 62 days is going to be as weak and pathetic as this one. Yeah, Google no-showed today. Just Facebook and Twitter. You know, Cheryl, look, you know what? Let's talk about Marco Rubio for a second here. You see, if Marco Rubio was a normal guy, he would have had a normal conversation with Alex. He would have said, okay, look, Alex, you know, we're not trying to censor you, Alex. Just relax, Alex. Calm down. But instead, what does Rubio do? He proves he's a total fraud and pretends like he has no idea who Alex Jones is and he has no idea what InfoWars is, even though he's supposedly spearheading the campaign to make sure that social media is acting right and not censoring people. But he doesn't know who Alex Jones and InfoWars is. Yeah, right, Rubio. So Rubio had a chance to at least be normal. He didn't have to get along with Alex, but he's a total coward, so he couldn't stand up to Alex. So he is then a total fraud and acts like he doesn't know who Alex is. That's what you get. That's what you get when you go into the real world, folks. That's what you get when you break into the Matrix and red pill people in the real world. It doesn't know what to do. It panics. And Marco Rubio pretends he has no idea who Alex Jones is, even though he knows damn well who Alex Jones is. Give me a break. But now let me ask you this. What other news organization does what InfoWars does? What other head of a news organization does what Alex Jones does? Goes out and actually confronts these people. Goes out and actually talks to these people. What other news outlet does what Millie Weaver and I do, going out on the streets talking to people? There's no one else. No one. A, they don't care. They're elite. They're elitist, so they don't think, oh, I'm not going to scrum around with the grub of society. Look at me. I'm a newsman. I'm a big anchor. I've got a big corporate suite. I don't need to fraternize with the dirty public, with the citizens. I'm a newsman. I don't have time to talk to the people. I don't have time to deal with the dirt of society. I'm an elitist. No, that's not how we feel at InfoWars. We're one of you. We are the people. Yeah, Millie Weaver goes out and talks to you at Trump rallies. I go out solo and confront a group of Antifa thugs that know my name and where my family lives. That's what we do. You know why? Because we're not cowards and frauds. What more do you need to know about D.C. than what you've seen today? Democrats acting like children, throwing temper tantrums because of the Kavanaugh hearings. Congress letting Facebook and Twitter off the hook for their censorship of free speech, clearly political, clearly a violation of antitrust laws. And then people like Marco Rubio pretending like they don't know who Alex Jones is when he tries to talk to them. That perfectly encapsulates everything that is wrong with D.C. What you've seen today. The Democrat Party is a bunch of petulant children, temper tantrum babies. Congress, for the most part, is a bunch of tail between the legs cowards who are going to pretend they don't know who Alex Jones is, and they're not, and they're just going to let Facebook and Twitter get away with their blatant censorship of free speech. Have we forgotten the Project Veritas videos where Twitter is on record admitting they censor conservatives? How come that doesn't get brought up in these hearings? Why? Because your Congress is a bunch of, excuse me, cowards. I was about to do a FP there. But that's really what's going on. Man. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We've got the video. We've got the video of Twitter admitting they censor conservatives, YouTube admitting they censor conservatives, and Alex Jones. It's all there. We've got the employees from Facebook. I mean, you know, it's all there. All the evidence. Doesn't get brought up in the hearings, though. Funny how that works. And then you've got, what is it, Code Pink? Is that the protest group? With Linda Sarsour? Think about Linda Sarsour, a total fraud, who pretends to be for women's rights, wears the hijab. I mean, it's just like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to try not to get mad again, but like, Linda Sarsour basically comes out, allegorically flicks America off, takes a fat dump on America, and wants to enslave women, and she's the hero of the left. What? And you, oh, that's extreme rhetoric, Schroyer. Really? You need to do a little research into Linda Sarsour. And these poor, brainwashed souls that follow her. It is sad. It is sad. These poor, brainwashed fools. Man. I'll tell you what. Marco Rubio's never heard of InfoWars, huh? You know what? I think there's a lot of people out there that have never heard of InfoWars. Marco Rubio's not one of them. But you know what? I've got a solution to that. The InfoWars Army. I want an InfoWars.com banner at every major sporting event until the midterm. I don't want there to be a soul in America that says they've never heard of InfoWars in 62 days. That's the goal of the InfoWars Army. They want to censor us on social media. They want to stop us from spreading the truth on the internet. We'll go into the real world. God controls the real world. You Satanists just have control over the digital world. We can operate in the physical realm. So let's take Marco Rubio at his word. He's never heard of InfoWars. So you know what? Go enlist at the InfoWars Army, InfoWarsArmy.com. Let's make sure that there are no Americans that have never heard of Alex Jones, like Marco Rubio. Let's make sure that Americans aren't as ignorant as Marco Rubio, and they've heard of InfoWars.com, and they've heard of Alex Jones. Let's do that. Let's do that. I'm going to have more announcements when it comes to the InfoWars Army on the War Room today from 3 to 6 p.m. Central that I host weekdays, but it's just incredible to see everything today. This is a legendary broadcast here, the Alex Jones Show. This is one for the record books today. We've got more from Alex coming up. But just look at how weak and pathetic our Congress is. Look at how weak and pathetic our media is. That Alex Jones has to travel to D.C. just to show you the cowards and frauds that occupy the swamp.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb. We go back to Alex Jones inside.
Mike Pompeo, when he was the director of the
CIA, Big Tech hearings today,
characterized WikiLeaks as a non-state hostile intelligence service. This committee has agreed with that assessment now for a couple years in a row. Yet those WikiLeaks, which propagated some of the leaked emails in the 2016 election from the Democrats, remain active on both Facebook and Twitter, as does Julian Assange. Ms. Sandberg, could you explain why Facebook continues to allow their accounts to be active?
I'm not going to defend WikiLeaks, and I'm not going to defend the actions of any page or actor.
Well, I am.
WikiLeaks has been public information. It's available broadly on other media, and as such, it doesn't violate our terms of service, and it remains up on our site.
And Mr. Dorsey?
So we also have not found any violation of our terms of service, but we are open, as always, to any law enforcement insight that would indicate a violation of our terms.
Thank you. My time has nearly expired. Again, I want to commend your companies for making it available and both of you for appearing. I would urge both your companies or any company like yours to consider whether or not they want to be partners in the fight against our adversaries in places like Beijing and Moscow and Pyongyang and Tehran, as opposed to even-handed or neutral arbiters.
Here is the problem. I think I just realized it with Congress. Because of the absconding of power by these unelected bureaucracies, Congress feels powerless. And so they get up there like a bunch of wussies and they won't ask real questions. They skate around the issues and they put in their time and they leave. And they don't do a damn thing. They need to realize they have all the power. There is no FBI. In the Constitution, there's no CIA in the Constitution. The only reason these bureaucracies exist is because they have congressional approval. But these congressmen, they sit up there like a bunch of weak-kneed fops, And they let, oh, we're going to have a big hearing. Like, let's make some big deal out of some big tech censorship hearing. You don't even ask them any real questions. You don't even address any real issues. And you let Sheryl Sandberg sit up there like some sort of hero who's protecting us from Russia. Yeah. Yeah. People really get on Facebook and are like, is Russia here? Is this Russian propaganda? Is that Russian propaganda? Is that Russia? Where's Russia? Oh my gosh, Facebook, please stop Russia from getting into my life via Facebook. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? It's Russia. They're everywhere. Oh. No. No, it's thousands of conservatives being censored off Twitter. It's thousands of conservatives being censored off Facebook. It's just pathetic. It's just pathetic. You know what it's like? It's like in Austin Powers, when Dr. Evil puts Austin Powers behind the closed door in the lava pit, and Scott's like, why don't you just shoot him in the head? You're going to put him back at that door, and he's going to get away. That's what they do every time. Here comes the big tech giants. There they are. You've got them. You know what they're doing. Why don't you ask them a real question? Ask them how they got their money. Ask them how they started. Ask them why conservatives are being censored. Nope. They close the door on the lava pit, and they make sure the tech giants have a way to escape because they want to make the next movie. It's just a big show, man. I'm telling you, it's just a big ceremony up there at Congress. Just a big old ceremony. Bunch of self-aggrandizing grandstanders. Weak, need, pathetic fops who let the bad guy get away every time. Hillary Clinton, James Comey, John Brennan. It just goes on and on and on. We've got a problem with big tech censorship. Let's call them in. What did you ask them? How they're stopping the Russians. You failed, Congress. You failed again. You failed us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Alex Jones is in D.C., tearing the swamp apart. What happens when a man like Alex Jones and a man like Donald Trump gets to D.C.? The cowards and the frauds and the rats and the criminals start scrambling and flopping around like a fish out of water. That's why there's been panic since Trump won the presidential election. That's why there is total panic today when Alex Jones went to D.C. See, I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to say it one more time, and we're going back to Alex Jones at a press conference here. The D.C. swamp is a bunch of frauds and a bunch of cowards. It's all controlled. It's all keep the status quo. It's all don't step out of line. Don't ruffle any feathers. That's not Donald Trump, is it? That's not Alex Jones, is it? They don't want them in D.C. D.C. is all about control. It's all about the establishment. It's all about maintaining the status quo and not making people think critically, dumbing it down. It's an overall thing what they want for America. Like, everybody gets a participation award. Everyone's a winner. No, not everyone's a winner. Someone loses. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to ask Jack Dorsey a tough question. I don't want to ask Sheryl Sandberg a tough question. Oh my gosh, Alex Jones is talking to Marco Rubio. We can't have that. Don't you know Alex Jones is a madman? Cowards and frauds. occupy our nation. What is the antidote to a coward and a fraud? A real man, a real woman, asking real questions in real time. And worms like Marco Rubio get exposed by real men like Alex Jones. Worms like, what's the Democrat congressman named? Keith Ellison. Worms like Keith Ellison get exposed by real women like Laura Loomer. Cowards and frauds get exposed by real men and women. And I'm looking for a few good men and women to join the InfoWars army to expose these cowards and frauds and make sure that nobody else can be like Marco Rubio and not know who Alex Jones and InfoWars is. Let's make sure that everybody knows who InfoWars is, and let's invade the 3D physical realm with InfoWars propaganda. Obama signed it into law. You legally do propaganda now. That's why China, you know, is running things. That's why the Democrats can put out their propaganda against Trump and consider it all legal. Obama signed it into law. It's like they're allowed to propagandize the public. They're allowed to have their organizations and their outrage and their protests. But if we want to do that, we're the bad guys. So I say, no, I'm going to do it and I'm going to beat you at it. One man. You watch. One man. There's no crew behind me. I've got some people that built the website. I'm one man. I'm going to make the InfoWars army more powerful than any leftist group could ever imagine. One man with the will and the desire, like Alex Jones, to expose the swamp frauds and the swamp cowards today in D.C. Here's Alex Jones at a press conference.
I'm going to tell you why I'm here.
Say sorry to the Sandy Hook parents, Alex.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech. So I want regulations like the First Amendment to be enforced to say you're not going to violate people's free speech. You're not going to be able to shut people down like this. And I'm also here to be able to face my accusers. This is the 11th hearing they've had where they make up all these incredible lies about me and others to sell the end of the First Amendment. And so that's why I'm here to expose this. I'm here to speak out about this. And I'm here to discuss the reality that there is an attempted purge of the First Amendment taking place in this country. And Apple and Google have already moved to China and are helping round up political dissidents.
Pause it right there. Just pause it real quick. Let me explain something again. And I'm sorry to be hammering this point, but this is the point you need to understand. No one else is doing this. No one else is doing what Alex Jones is doing. No one else is going to D.C. and actually addressing this issue. Everyone is ignoring it. Nobody wants to press the status quo in D.C. A bunch of cowards and frauds. You've got Donald Trump and no one else. Thank God for Alex Jones for doing his press conference, because no one else would have done it. Let's go back to Alex Jones breaking the truth into the D.C. swamp.
China and helping round people up. And now Google's officially moving to China to run their whole grid of true authoritarianism. It's the New York Times that lied to me.
Google's not here.
I understand. They're all, well, they all made that decision together. Facebook, Google, Apple, as a consortium, made the decision to deplatform me, to lie about me, and to set the precedent to start deplatforming everybody else. And it's happening to everybody now who's a libertarian or conservative. The dominoes are falling. The First Amendment's being destroyed. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than it can chew, and what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this, shame on the mainstream corporate media, shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. These big monopolies need to be broken up. And these are digital commons, they've said in their own words, and under federal law, and they shouldn't be in there controlling what individuals are saying in those private discussions and in those discussions online if it's not criminal what's being said and what's being done. They let Antifa and all the Democrats organize crime and murder and criminal activity on Facebook and Twitter. But if somebody like me makes fun of somebody, or if I say don't sexualize kids, then they sit there and take that down. And also what the corporate media does, because he brings up Sandy Hook, is they take things I know. You did. If you want me to answer the question, I will. You're just going to see Mark and stuff.
Go ahead.
Are you sorry?
Judith Miller lied about WMDs and over a million Iraqis got killed. But everybody says she's a great lady. I sit there because people online questioned Sandy Hook 5 years ago. I listen to the ideas, and for years I've said I believe it happened, and I've apologized if things I said, taken out of context, hurt people's feelings. But the corporate media will then never, ever run all the dozens and dozens and dozens of times that I sat there
and
I
said, right there, because this explains everything. Exactly. So exactly. This is what they do. So they have their buzzword. So here's Alex Jones bringing up a real issue in real time in front of the media. Dozens of members of the media there getting more attention than any other member of the media would ever get on DC because they're a bunch of cowards and frauds. And he hits a real issue and he's hitting it home and he's pounding the truth. And so what does the radical leftist do when the truth hits home? They have to bring up the big lie. They have to bring up the big buzzword. Sandy Hook, Alex, Sandy Hook. And so then they divert from the real issue that Alex is talking about. And then they don't actually tell you what the truth is about Sandy Hook and how Alex Jones said 100 times that he said people died at Sandy Hook. So they go with the lie. This is their tactic. Here's Alex Jones. And this is why they're going to lose, folks. You can't beat the truth with lies. They don't get it. But they've had control over the entire news spectrum until now. So they have been able to beat truth with lies. But now the truth is reverberating thanks to people like you and Alex Jones having the guts to go down to D.C. and address these people. So here's Alex Jones hitting the real issues that all the other cowards and frauds in D.C. won't hit. So some scumbag lefty's going to say, Sandy Hook, Sandy Hook, Sandy Hook, because the truth is defeating them. That's like the Wicked Witch of the West getting hit by water is a radical leftist communist getting hit with the truth. I'm melting, Sandy Hook, I'm melting. Yeah, let's go back to Jones.
Lied, and I'll offer people $1 million that can find this. The corporate media lied, and CNN called for me to be taken off YouTube and everywhere else, saying that I said no one died at Parkland and they were crisis actors. That is not what I said. I said the police stood down. And then people pointed out that out of 3,000 students, the 4 they used in the media bragged on NBC News that they were in the drama club, and I said they were well-spoken, anti-gun young people. That's why they were chosen. Saying people were in the drama club so they're well-spoken is not saying they're crisis actors and nobody died. And the corporate media then rebooted that because that's what they do, like babies in incubators, which didn't die. And they had hearings in here in 1991, 1990, claiming that Saddam's people in Kuwait took little babies out and bashed their brains out, and that's how they started the invasion that later killed millions of people. So hold on. If this Senate has had hearings in this building and in other buildings lying and saying that Saddam Hussein bashed babies' brains out to launch a war, people then have a right to question corporate media.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and later if you find out it happens,
it's your time
now.
It's your time to go to your city councils. It's your time to go to local government. It's your time to go on the street corner. It's your time to take the bully pulpit. It's your time to go to the state capitol building on the steps. It's your time. It's your time to go into the real world and deal with these people. Fight the web of lies with the truth in the 3D realm. It will have victory. You just have to do it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've just received breaking news. The crew is bringing me the story right now. But before I get to that, I have to plug. I barely plugged today. It's your support that funds everything. And honestly, we need more crew. We need more everything. We're in the middle of building a brand new studio. It's going to be the most technically advanced studio in the news media when it launches. We're fighting multiple frivolous lawsuits, and we're trying to expand and hire a new crew. And obviously, this is in the middle of all the censorship. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is more important now than ever. And we've got great specials running right now, including 50% off the ultimate bone broth formula. This is the best bone broth formula you're going to find out there. And it's already the best price at $39.95, but we've slashed that in half. 50% off the ultimate bone broth formula right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the new and improved bone broth. It's the best bone broth formula out there. And for the price point, there is zero comparison. It's not even close. Take advantage. 50% off the ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, check out household items. You see, we make it easy on you to support InfoWars and everything we do here so that Alex can take a crew of five and make sure we document and camera and edit everything properly while he goes to D.C. to invade the swamp. It's not cheap. We do fly just, you know, normal coach or whatever, just like everyone else. We don't do first class, you know, charter planes or anything like that, like the other big guys do. We're all about getting the most out of the capital we can here. So we have household items like toothpaste. Everybody out there brushes their teeth, I would hope. So whatever toothpaste you have right now in your drawer, if it's not super blue fluoride free toothpaste, it's time to change toothpastes.
So get rid of the big corporate toothpaste and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. And we didn't just make some toothpaste formula and say, hey, please buy it. We made an amazing toothpaste formula, the best toothpaste formula that you're going to love. Read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself and then put it on auto ship. So there's one household item you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you use shampoo on your hair? Yes. Well, thank God. We've got Emmerich's Essentials All-Natural Shampoo. We've got Emmerich's Essentials All-Natural Body Wash. So replace whatever shampoo and body wash you're washing your body and hair with the InfoWars official Emmerich's Essentials All-Natural Shampoo and Body Wash. These are household items. Everyone uses them. Why not support InfoWarsStore.com? Why not support Alex Jones? Why not support InfoWars? We are fighting harder than anyone else for America, and it's not even close. Sad to say, but it's not. I wish that weren't the case, but it is. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. Take advantage of the Labor Day specials. My goodness, I didn't even realize the Labor Day specials have been extended. It's 50% off like half the store right now. I didn't even mention it. It's like 50% off right now, half of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, an extended Labor Day special. Wow. All right. Oh, excuse me. Breaking news. This is at InfoWars.com right now. Jerome Corsi subpoenaed by Deep State Master Mueller. That is the headline. So now our own Dr. Jerry Corsi has now been subpoenaed by Robert Mueller in the fake witch hunt Russiagate. Keep getting closer to Trump's inner circle, Mueller, and see what happens. Good luck. And it's all over. InfoWars is all over the news today. Alex Jones invades the D.C. swamp, panics the frauds and cowards, and Dr. Jerry Corsi, our own Dr. Jerry Corsi, gets subpoenaed by Robert Mueller. InfoWars.com. But Marco Rubio's never heard of us. He's never heard of us, ladies and gentlemen. He lives under a rock. In fact, let's just call him Rocco Rubio, because he lives under a rock. Roger Stone is going to be taking over in half an hour here, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Then he's hosting the first hour of the War Room, and then I will take over the final 2 hours of that with some updates for you on the InfoWars Army. Enlist today at InfoWarsArmy.com. But you know what? So that's breaking news. I've got some other news here that I didn't really get to. In fact, you know what? Let me go to this image right now. There is a comic. It was put out by some leftist comic cartoonist. But this comic shows you everything that is currently wrong with the left mindset in America. And it shows you how the propaganda has been used against the brainwashed minions to make them totally see something that's not there. So let me explain this to radio listeners. InfoWars.com/show is where you can watch us. You've got an American flag all muddied and dirtied up with a KKK man on there with a torch. Trump on there, like a fat, you know, Humpty Dumpty looking Trump that says bigot boy. You've got strongman Putin flexing his muscles. You've got a white guy holding up a Nazi flag. And then you've got Trump saying, stop disrespecting the flag. And then you have the words Pence anthem stunt on the flag and Trump lies on the flag. This is the leftist view of America right now. Totally inaccurate. 100% fabricated. All propaganda, literal Chinese propaganda, literal Democrat Party propaganda that Obama signed into law and told you he would do. But this is the amazing thing about it. They're so stupid. They're so stupid in their own comic, they don't even see the rich irony. Let's bring on a crew member. Let's have a little fun here in the last minute and a half. Let me see if the crew can point this out. Can any member of the crew point out to me the greatest irony of this comic right now? Anyone from the crew? We've got a minute and a half. Someone from the crew, get on the microphone. Whoever can point out the hypocrisy or the irony, the rich irony of this comic right now gets a prize. Anyone from the crew? Does anyone see it? Bueller. Come on, crew. Don't make us wait. The audience is going to think our crew is not very bright if we can't figure this one out, guys. Come on! Pence anthem stunt? With Colin Kaepernick taking a knee? And you don't see the irony? They have a whole comic with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Meanwhile, all of the propaganda against America, put the image back up. Some bigot Trump, some Nazi, some KKK member, Putin flexing his muscles, and they're saying stop disrespecting the flag as Kaepernick takes a knee, and they actually put Pence anthem stunt on the flag while they write a comic supporting an anthem stunt. This is the lunacy of the left. This is the leftist derangement of their vision of America, folks. I'm dead serious. This is why these people need to be institutionalized. Now, unfortunately, we can't do that. We're not tyrants. We're not authoritarians. So I'm not calling for their institutionalism. I'm just saying, if we wanted to solve the problems that the deranged radical left is going to cause to this country, if we want to stop the collapse of society, these people need to be institutionalized. They are brainwashed.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Don't act like you don't know my name, Marco Rubio. Don't act like you don't know Alex Jones' name. Don't act like you don't know InfoWars. I've got a few friends in Florida that texted me after they saw that. They're like, you know, I kind of grew to like Marco Rubio after the election. He's been saying some good things. He hasn't been a total anti-Trump conservative. But after seeing him acting like he has no idea who Alex Jones is, they said, well, there's no doubt now Marco Rubio is a coward and a fraud. Bubble boy. How amazing is it? I'm sorry, can we pull this one more time? You've got a leftist comic that shows you the leftist brainwashing vision of America. Really sad that this is what the Chinese propaganda of CNN and the Democrat Party has done to America. Like that's what I'm saying. These people are literally being propagandized by the communist Chinese to destroy America. Do you understand that? Apparently they don't get it yet, but that's what you're being propagandized by Chinese communists right now. And if you really, I mean, we could take this a step further if you really want to know who you're in bed with here. Okay? It's the same people that just got out of bed at a hot dog and pizza party. Okay? That's who you're in bed with. But they write this comic that shows you their brainwashing vision of America, that shows you they've been totally propagandized to hate America, to destroy themselves, total Stockholm syndrome. And the whole purpose of the cartoon is to support Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem. But in the same comic, they actually make fun of doing an anthem stunt. They use the Pent anthem stunt as an insult to America, but then they support the anthem stunt of Colin Kaepernick. Which it all comes out, he was working with Nike the whole time. Where does Nike manufacture its apparel? China. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Now, again, here is the propaganda we're talking about from the Daily Beast. It might as well just be called the Daily Pile of Crap. So the Daily Pile of Crap, also known as the Daily Beast, publishes this story yesterday. Here's the headline. Why young men of color are joining white supremacist groups. And this deranged Aaron Gupta. Somehow, I'm telling you folks, these people are so mentally deranged, they need to be institutionalized. They really do. I'm saying this in peace and love. I am saying this not in hate. I'm saying this not to try to bring an enemy down. I'm saying this in peace and love. I'm saying this because I care about my fellow Americans. I'm saying this because I care about my fellow humans. You need to be mentally evaluated and you need to be put in a mental institution, okay? I'm not trying to be mean. You have serious mental problems. You have Stockholm syndrome. You have Trump derangement syndrome. You have been totally propagandized. You are a minion. You are a 1984 propagandized puppet. And again, this article, just like the comic, summarizes all of it for you. So instead of looking in the mirror at their own warped view of reality that says, why are men of color, they say, why are black men and Latino men Latino men joining Proud Boys. Why are black men and Latino men supporting Trump? We labeled them white supremacists. So, like, yeah, like they label you something and then it's true. So there's that level of delusion. There's that level of hubris. We labeled these groups white supremacists. Why are all these black guys joining them? Patriot Prayers leader is half Japanese. Black and brown faces march with the Proud Boys. Is the future of hate multicultural? So they label someone a white supremacist group with no proof, total lies, total propaganda, totally propagandized. And then they see black people in that group, brown people in that group, all multicultural, total. See, the multiculturalism that they lack. See, the left is all white haters. The left is a bunch of white haters that failed at multiculturalism, except bringing in a bunch of radical Muslims that want to blow us up and bringing in a bunch of MS-13 gang members that want to kill people to get into their gangs. And so they realize their attempt at multiculturalism is a total fraud, a total fake, and totally failed. And so what do? They point their finger and they say, you're a white supremacist group. We're the arbiters of truth and characterization. You're a white supremacist group. No evidence, no fact. We just say so. And then what happens? The quote unquote white supremacist group that they labeled is now full of black people, brown people, and all different people of ethnic cultures. Why? Because it was never a white supremacist group. But the mentally deranged folks, and I'm not trying to be insulting here. I'm being dead serious. These are mental patients. They need to be institutionalized. They have severe, severe mental problems, folks. Instead of looking at a situation and saying, I labeled these people a white supremacist group, but it's full of black and brown people. Instead of for one second thinking, maybe that's not a white supremacist group. Because if they had that thought, they'd realize that's the case. But no, they're so brainwashed. They're so committed to the propaganda that they've been fed. They are so mentally deranged that instead of for one second thinking, maybe that's not a white supremacist group. Instead, what do they say? White supremacist groups are now becoming multicultural. Again, the headline from the daily pile of crap known as the Daily Beast. Why young men of color are joining white supremacist groups. So instead of the left realizing that they've been wrong, they've falsely labeled these groups white supremacist groups, they've fallen for propaganda, they've been totally brainwashed, they are the dumbest of the dumb. Instead of for one second looking in the mirror and saying, maybe these aren't white supremacist groups. How do I explain all of these black and brown people in these groups I labeled as white supremacists? Instead of for one second, just one inkling of a thought, saying maybe they're not white supremacists. No. Their hatred for white people in America is fully committed to. They are totally brainwashed and dumbed down and have mental problems. So what do they say? White supremacist groups are now becoming multicultural. Now, if that doesn't show you how brainwashed and mentally deranged these people are, I don't know what will. And while I don't think that we should be calling for re-education camps, obviously, I don't think we should do mass institutionalization of these people. I'm American. They have the right to free speech. They have the right to, you know, choose to be total morons and total propagandized idiots. That's their right. What I'm saying is these people are a threat to society. And the only way to actually solve it is to institutionalize all of them. That's it. Again, I'm not calling for that. They have the right to be, to say whatever they want. They have the right to think whatever they want. They have the right to be total morons. That's their right. And they have the right, and they're going to try to destroy the society. That's what they're doing. Look at what they're doing at the Kavanaugh hearings. Look at what they do at the women's marches. Just look at them. Just go watch the videos that they banned from YouTube. Why did they ban the videos? Because they don't want you to see how mental these people are. They don't want you to see how brainwashed these people are. They don't want you to see that the minions of the Democrat Party are the lowest IQ, most uninformed, hateful, violent, and vitriolic people in America. They don't want you to see the truth, folks. But again, to show you the derangement, they now believe that the groups that they labeled them white supremacists, trying to wrap their minds, their tiny little minds trying to wrap it around how black people and brown people are joining white supremacist groups instead of for 1 second looking in the mirror. Their hubris, their fraud, their cowardice to look at themselves in the mirror and know how fake they are. They twist their minds around it. They twist it and they say, wow, white supremacist groups are multicultural now. Brainwashed, zombie, propagandized fools who need to be institutionalized before they bring this society into absolute chaos. That's where we are going. So that's what we're going to expect because it's not going to happen. So get ready for mass chaos. The brainwashed masses of the Democrat Party are coming.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones is in D.C. He went to the swamp, he surprised them, and they all panicked.
No! Not Alex Jones! That man! He tells truth in the world of lies! He has a backbone and a spine. He's not afraid to say it like it is. We're a bunch of cowards and frauds in D.C. We can't have Alex Jones here. Don't you know Trump is enough? Look at what Trump has done to us. We're pulling our hair out. We don't know what to do about Trump. God forbid Alex Jones is here now. Oh!
But no. Alex Jones is standing up for free speech, ladies and gentlemen, putting it all on the line. Who's done more for free speech in this country than Alex Jones? Who has done more to stand up for this country outside of the government, which is Trump, and that's it, pretty much? Who has done more to stand up for the censorship against conservatives and Trump supporters on social media than Alex Jones? No one. Now, Alex Jones is leading by example, folks. And the InfoWars Army is what's coming next. Stay tuned for updates on that. You can enlist at InfoWarsArmy.com. But There's a dynamic happening behind the scenes that I kind of want to explain to people too, where everybody knows about the censorship happening right now on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and everything. So when Alex Jones got banned from YouTube, and then slowly everyone was getting banned from YouTube, David Knight, The War Room, Roger Stone and everything, I had a brief meeting with Alex to discuss what to do with my personal YouTube channel, which was inactive for years and was just kind of floating out there. This is where I had done all of my old broadcast, hundreds of videos that I'd been doing for 5 years, ever since I began to pivot from sports to politics. Well, yesterday, YouTube terminated my channel, but I'm already getting off the point. So anyway, I talked to Alex and we were debating what to do, and he said, look, just leave it there. Don't upload to it. Just let it sit there. They won't ban you. Just let your stuff sit there and maybe bring it up later, but just leave it. So I was a bad boy and I disobeyed daddy and I uploaded. Yeah. I uploaded a few things actually. Mm-hmm. But I didn't upload anything that violated the terms of service. I didn't do any illegal live streaming to circumvent them banning the Alex Jones Show or the War Room from going live. They already threatened me against that. We dealt with that issue. Didn't upload any videos that were banned and was not uploading the Alex Jones Show, was not uploading the War Room or anything that they'd banned. Just a couple videos that were my reports from the old Alex Jones YouTube channel and just a couple of new videos that I had shot. And then YouTube terminated my channel and sent me an email saying that you've been terminated for electronic circumvention. This is a new one where if you're going to re-air or rebroadcast or put up somebody like Alex Jones, you're going to get banned for what they're calling electronic circumvention. But oops, I wasn't guilty of that. Now, why am I telling you this story? Not because it's about me. It's so that you can understand what's going on behind the scenes. So CNN gets in touch with their people at YouTube. They have direct lines. And they found that my channel was still active and that I'd still been uploading a few videos and a few of my reports, mostly just uploading my street interviews, showing you how radical and ignorant the left is, the minions of CNN. Of course, Brian Stelter wants that banned. So CNN calls up YouTube. And what do they say? They say there is a channel right now, Owen Schroyer channel. He's a reporter for InfoWars. He's rebroadcasting the content from Alex Jones that you have banned and censored and determined as hate speech. You have to terminate his channel. So no violation of community service, no three strikes, one strike, you're out. Electronic circumvention is what they called it. So here's what happens. So CNN calls up YouTube, says they're circumventing getting Alex Jones' message out. They're taking these broadcasts and they're putting it on the Owen Schroyer channel. Oops, that wasn't what I was doing. Not even close. So I appealed my suspension, or excuse me, my termination with YouTube. YouTube got back to me. They're looking into it. You blew it. Because here's the point. You see, the people at YouTube that receive these calls from CNN believe CNN. And so when CNN calls them and says, the Owen Schroyer YouTube channel is rebroadcasting the Alex Jones Show, you have to shut it down. They believe him, and so they pull the trigger, and they shut it down because they think CNN's a truthful organization. Oops. And then what happens? I appeal the termination. It turns out that the CNN report that they called in on my channel was a lie, and I didn't rebroadcast anything. There was no electronic circumvention of anything. So we'll see how that goes. Or is Twitter going to commit to the quote-unquote electronic circumvention? No three strikes, no warning, just terminate your channel. Hundreds of videos, millions of views, you're done. Is that now what YouTube and the rest of them are going to do, even when you're not doing it? Hey, they lied about what Alex Jones said and removed him. So what's going to stop them? Besides, three strikes, that's a little too many. They'd like to just erase you immediately. So I'll let you, we'll let you know how that goes. Now, there's other news breaking today. In fact, quite crazy news, to be honest. In fact, if you're, you know, we don't get into much of the paranormal here, folks, but I mean, if you think the political news is crazy, people that follow the paranormal news, it's just as insane as everything. If you follow politics, as insane as all the politics and the news and politics is right now, the news and the paranormal is just as insane. It is crazy what's going on right now. Like huge lagoons just that span hundreds of acres just disappearing overnight. Beaches having the beachfront drop 20 feet. Nobody knows. Just gone. I mean, I'm not even going to get to the objects that have been filmed in the sky and other such things. It's just crazy. Anyway, here's some of this, though. In fact, guys, has there been an update on this? There was a flight at JFK today that was quarantined. Hundreds of passengers on the airplane got sick. The crew had to be removed via an ambulance, and the flight was quarantined. Do we have any new news on this, guys? So over 100 people all of a sudden get ill and have fevers and coughing and everything in a big fit. They quarantine the plane on the tarmac. They remove the crew and take them to a hospital via an ambulance. So that's pretty wild stuff. So it seems to me like this is still kind of a mystery, guys. It seems to me that they still don't know too much as we are looking at it now. So the flight arrived at JFK from Dubai and was immediately quarantined, and the crew was immediately removed via ambulance and taken to the hospital. So that's all we know right now. This has been an ongoing story, but pretty freaky stuff. You also had, and again, guys, see if there's any new details of this one. Ranting pickup driver repeatedly rams news studio in Dallas, Texas. Now, they're not giving much information on this, but look, I'm not going to make any assumptions at the risk of being wrong here, but I think we all know what this is. A man ranting and raving, screaming high treason, and hurling hundreds of papers and documents into the air after he rammed his truck into the Fox News studio in Dallas. This is the local Fox affiliate in Dallas. A lunatic rams his car through the glass and then gets out of the car, starts ranting and raving, screaming high treason, and throwing a bunch of papers into the air. They're not giving us any details on the individual, or they're saying they don't know a motive behind it. You believe that? Do you believe that? So we'll see if they admit what this really was ever. This was clearly politically motivated. I'll just put it at that. And it was a Fox News studio that got targeted, a man screaming high treason. Do I really have to wait for the experts to reach a conclusion here, to get the equation? I think the formula is pretty obvious, but they don't want you to know. It's the liberal media, it's the left media that is driving people to absolute lunacy and driving people to violence. Where even CNN today, Oliver Darcy admitted today Antifa is a violent group of people. CNN admitted it. CNN admitted that Antifa is violent today. Wow, first time ever. Thank God Alex Jones confronted Oliver Darcy today. He admitted it. Oliver Darcy admitted Antifa is a violent group of thugs. Finally. So, yeah, why, though? Why, Oliver Darcy? Why are a bunch of radical leftists in America a bunch of violent thugs? Who told them to be violent? Who motivated them to go out and commit violence? You did, CNN! You just admitted it on camera, you fools!
Total victory.
Roger Stone takes over in the fourth hour. He hosts the first hour of the War Room. And then I take over the final 2 hours of the War Room. It's total victory for InfoWars.com. Join the InfoWars Army. Enlist today at InfoWarsArmy.com. You stay classy.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been hearing from Alex Jones all day today. I've been filling in Owen Schroyer here. I'm about to hop out, and Roger Stone is going to take over in the next segment, and then he's going to also not only finish the Alex Jones Show, but host the first hour of the War Room, and then I'm going to take over the final 2 hours of that. I've got guests and news to break. But I do want to do two things here before I sign off, and we'll bring Roger in to close it out. One, again, and I should do better talking about this. $10,000 first prize for the most successful, we'll just say stunt, again, peaceful and lawful, for the InfoWars Army. $10,000. Now, I am the, like, there's no team. You get me. You get direct communication with me. I'm organizing. I'm activating. Now, that doesn't mean I have all the answers. A lot of people are already sending me, hey, what should I do this? Can I do this? Do you think this is a good idea? Folks, this is organic. You are in the Army. You are activated now. You are a foot soldier. You go out and do the act of truth. You go out and do the act of bravery. You go out and do the act. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to communicate. That doesn't mean we won't organize and do things together. I'm just saying, you can't come to me for every command. If you have a good idea, go execute it. So it's InfoWarsArmy.com. We're just getting started. Be patient as I'm laying the groundwork for this and figuring out how I want to I guess, organize and activate moving forward. But we're taking enlistments now. As I start to grow the database, I'll begin communications and rolling things out. But the big push, as far as my idea is concerned, with September and October being big months for sports, the football season starting, baseball playoffs beginning, and I think hockey and basketball start too in October, we need to invade the sports matrix with messages of truth. Infowars.com banners hanging over all the stadiums. Marco Rubio says he's never heard of Infowars. Let's make sure that nobody else has never heard of Infowars. Let's invade sports arenas with Infowars.com banners. Let's invade sports cameras when they're televising the events or whatever, doing their pregame stuff, with free Alex Jones posters. Or whatever you want. Come up with your own thing. It doesn't have to be marketing Infowars. Come up with whatever you want to do to red pill the world in the 3D dimension. That's what the InfoWars Army is all about. 10K first prize. 10K. So get out there and get active. Now, let's go to Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats keep saying they need to see the documents in order to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Really? Because Nancy Pelosi, did we need to see the documents when we had to pass Obamacare?
You've heard about the controversies within the bill, the process about the bill, one of the items. But I don't know if you have heard that it is a legislation for the future. Not just about health care for America, but about a healthier America.
No, that doesn't do anything to make Americans healthier.
Where preventive care is not something that you have to pay a deductible for or out of pocket.
You just go exercise.
And prevention. It's about diet, not diabetes.
Exactly. I don't need the government to tell me what to
eat. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it. Away from the fog of the controversy.
Oh, we have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. So you signed Obamacare into law before you even read the bill, Nancy. You just admitted it. So Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats signed Obamacare and Obama. They all signed Obamacare into law before they read it. Before they even read the bill, they said we have to pass the bill to read the bill. Oh, but now they want to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. We have to see the documents before we can confirm. No. And we have to see the emails, too. We don't care about Hillary's emails or Wiener's emails or the WikiLeaks emails. We have to see Kavanaugh's documents. We have to see Kavanaugh's emails before we can confirm. Hillary's emails? Shut up. Documents before you pass Obamacare? No. We need to pass it first. These people, the Democrats, are total frauds.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to Infowars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to Infowars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about Infowars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
This is Bernie Sanders, and I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and now sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Thanks for the handoff from my colleague Owen Schroyer. If you tune in to CNN, you see that the Bob Woodward narrative smearing the president is the next in a series of mainstream media assaults on this president and his White House. First, it was Omarosa. That was a 3-day media cycle, Omarosa smearing the president that appointed her to high public service. Then it was, of course, the neocon establishment orgy of the John McCain funeral. a funeral that was so opulent and over the top and effusive that it was transparent to the American people. Not even Ronald Reagan, one of the greatest presidents in my lifetime, had this kind of send-off. And my sources tell me that CNN has left behind a crew at John McCain's gravesite for his inevitable rising, like Jesus Christ. Now we have the newest media assault on Donald Trump. That is, of course, the Bob Woodward book. Now, Woodward needs some perspective for our listeners. Bob Woodward is a fraud. He has lied about every major story he's covered, starting with Watergate. To this day, Bob Woodward refuses to acknowledge that he was a military briefer with the highest possible security clearance, and that as a military briefer and naval officer, he briefed General Alexander Haig on national security matters. So for years, the mainstream media, and particularly the Washington Post, has told us that Woodward and Bernstein were the two crusading journalists who brought down Richard Nixon. No, in fact, Bob Woodward and General Alexander Haig were the two military intelligence officers who took down Richard Nixon because he was committed to peace. Richard Nixon ended the war in Vietnam on a faster time frame than the Pentagon wanted. Richard Nixon reached a strategic arms limitation with the Soviets. Richard Nixon opened the door to China. Richard Nixon unilaterally saved the state of Israel from total annihilation in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, and therefore Richard Nixon became a target of the deep state. But the lies of Bob Woodward don't stop there. Bob Woodward, in his coverage of the Reagan administration, claimed that he had gotten access to the hospital room of CIA Director William Casey, and that he had an extensive interview with Casey in which Casey confessed the various crimes of Iran-Contra. The problem with that, of course, is that both Bill Casey's wife and daughter, both of whom I know personally, have said that Bill Casey, after his stroke, had no capacity of speech, meaning an interview with Bill Casey in his hospital room would be impossible. Additionally, hospital security assures us that the room was sealed because Casey was a high-level federal official, and there was no evidence that Mr. Woodward ever gained physical access to the ailing Casey's room. Now, Bob Woodward is putting words in the mouth of various Trump administration figures. Or is he? You see, I have always been perplexed about some of the president's appointments. Take, for example, economic advisor Gary Cohn, a man who was fired by the president and therefore has animus to tell these lies. Why would President Donald Trump take a man from Goldman Sachs to be his chief economic advisor in any event? Why would he appoint a man who was the head of Goldman Sachs to that august position? We know that Cohn himself has bragged that he would have been economic advisor to the president under Hillary Clinton. Now, President Donald Trump criticized Goldman Sachs during the campaign, first of all, for giving a $1 million loan to the candidacy of Ted Cruz for the U.S. Senate, a loan that Mr. Cruz never reported as required by law to the Federal Election Commission, and then only reported in his U.S. Senate financial disclosures after being elected. But President Trump also criticized Goldman Sachs for the fact that they had paid $600,000+ to Hillary Clinton for a quote-unquote speech. So the president should not be surprised that this Quisling Gary Cohn now criticizes him. Or what about General John Kelly? General Kelly is quoted in the Woodward story as saying that the president has the mental capacity of a 5 or 6 year old. Did Kelly really say this? Well, today he says that he didn't. In fact, General Mattis is quoted in the Woodward book. But General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, the first non-civilian Secretary of Defense in many, many decades, has come forward to say, yet again, the Woodward book is fiction. Pretty soon, you'll be able to read all about the lies of both Woodward and Bernstein, because the book that I have co-written with Tyler Nixon, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News, will be available September 10th at the Infowars.com store and other fine book outlets, including Amazon, Stone Cold Truth, and others. This short but very pointed book will outline all of the lies of the dynamic duo of fake news. Speaking of the dynamic duo, Carl Bernstein, Woodward's longtime reporting partner at the Washington Post, has been caught in a whopper. He told CNN audiences that Michael Cohn would testify to Robert Mueller or anyone else who asked that the president knew about the infamous Trump Tower meeting with the Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. in advance. Bernstein also said that Lanny Davis, the Clinton spokesperson, the Clinton talking head now representing Michael Cohn, was not the source of that story. And that all held together great until Lanny Davis came forward and said he was the source and he was mistaken. Now, instead of retracting and apologizing to the American people, CNN is doubling down on their lie. That's not the kind of reporting you will get here at InfoWars. We give it to you straight, which is why the deep state and their tech left buddies in Silicon Valley are so desperate to shut InfoWars down. That's right. They seek to censor Alex Jones because he is a beacon of freedom, because he is a voice of truth. You don't have to agree with everything Alex Jones says. In fact, you don't have to agree with anything Alex Jones says in order to recognize his First Amendment right to speech and our right to tell the truth our way. That's why I ask you now, in the final minutes of this segment, to go to the Infowars.com store, because we are in the greatest struggle we've ever been. Infowars is in danger. We're not crying wolf. Yes, folks, go to the site now and look at some of our terrific specials. And if you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, go to the Infowars.com site, find the donate button, and send us a healthy contribution. $25, $50, $100. It all helps. Keep InfoWars out front. I'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back, ladies and germs. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, who, as I think many of you know, has gone to Washington to take the entire fight against InfoWars and for internet censorship head on. You might call it Mr. Jones Goes to Washington. Let's take a look.
Seriously, do I have a First Amendment? Because they're, you talk about authoritarian regimes, they're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your psyche.
No, but about the First Amendment.
Yeah, I support the First Amendment. I just asked questions about it.
I know, you were the only one that brought up China. Are you aware? Are you aware of the deplatforming going on?
In China?
No, here. Big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people in mass.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue. We want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. For them, sowing instability would be supporting democracy. And
but the Democrats are doing what you said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
But what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well, but
it's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. There's no shadow banning of members
about
of Congress.
Bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We need platforming.
There you have it, folks. Senator Marco Rubio of my home state of Florida displaying a remarkable ignorance over the fact that there is a sustained and coordinated effort by the monolithic big tech giants to limit the free speech, the reach, and the frequency of conservatives, Republicans, and Trump supporters. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not something that we have dreamed up. This is something that is demonstrably true. The president himself has tweeted about it, and he learned the hard way when he did a Google News search under President Donald Trump, and virtually every story he brought up was negative. No stories about the 3.2 million new jobs that he has created. No stories about the 4.6% economic growth. No, all bad news. It's extraordinary what we allow the tech left to get away with. It is exceptional that that the city, additionally with Alex Jones in town, is gone completely stark raving crazy over the news that Jerry Corsi, formerly the Washington bureau chief for InfoWars, has now been summoned before the Mueller grand jury. Incredibly, the Washington Times put up this headline: Roger Stone associate subpoenaed for the grand jury. Well, that would be great if they spelled my name correctly, but in this case, they failed to do so. Let's put this into some perspective. I think, as many of you know, one of the bogus allegations is that because I tweeted that the Podesta's time in the barrel would come shortly after the New York Times broke a story regarding Paul Manafort's business activities in Eastern Europe, specifically in Ukraine, that somehow meant that I had advance notice about the acquisition and publication of John Podesta's emails. False. I never said anything of the kind. But the fact that the Podestas, that refers to two people, John and Tony, had extensive business dealings with the, not only in Ukraine, but with the oligarchs who were tight with Vladimir Putin, was not exactly a state secret. It was published in the Panama Papers in April of 2016, and on August 14th, Peter Schweitzer, whose terrific book Clinton Cash was very meaningful and relevant in the presidential campaign, published a story that exposed the Podestas. It was Dr. Jerome Corsi who brought both of those things to my attention, which is why I tweeted on August 21st that the Podesta's time in the barrel would come. Now, in the mainstream media coverage of this, the word "the" is consistently dropped. In fact, in the House Intelligence Committee final report, even they misquote the word "the." I had to have my attorneys send a letter to the committee asking for a correction. It was not until August 31st that Corsi would memorialize all of these thoughts in a document, and I would later write a piece for Stone Cold Truth regarding John Podesta's involvement with a Russian bank that was close to the Kremlin. So what it is that Jerry Corsi will say to a grand jury next Friday Well, my guess is it is reflected in a story that was run, where else? At Infowars.com, in which he points out that the documentary evidence points away from the false claim, the bogus charge that I somehow knew about and predicted, the liberals like to say foreshadowed, the publication of John Podesta's emails. Why do they do this? It's very simple. Those emails show a trail of corruption, greed, insider dealing, and the craven dirty tricks orchestrated by none other than Hillary Clinton herself. What better way to distract from the contents of John Podesta's devastatingly revealing emails than to try to create a controversy about how they were obtained? I don't know how they were obtained, but I do know that they were published by WikiLeaks with no foreknowledge on my part. This is just another part of the ongoing witch hunt, an inquisition by a modern-day Torquemada to drag people in front of the grand jury and try to bludgeon them into saying what is required. I can now tell the InfoWars audience, the FBI attempted to interrogate my cleaning lady about who came and went from my home. FBI agents were seen by my neighbors rooting through my garbage. Really? The trash cover went out with J. Edgar Hoover. I'll be right back. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We are the cutting edge.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out.
And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. A terrific instrumental there by the Rolling Stones, circa 1965, bringing us in. You know, there's one major difference between the mainstream media and what we do here at InfoWars. You see, when you have a multinational corporate sponsor, there's inevitably pressure on what you can and cannot cover, what you can and cannot say on the air. We have none of that here at InfoWars because we are completely and totally financed through the InfoWars.com store. And that's why I want to bring your attention to the extension of our terrific Labor Day specials. I want to report that Bodies is back in stock, that the terrific bone broth product, which is really one of the key building blocks if you're trying to build muscle or you're competing in athletics or if you're just trying to improve your body to fat ratio, is even better than whey protein, is a protein source, now both in stock and on deep discounted specials at the InfoWars.com store. Now, there it is, the ultimate bone broth. This is a greatly improved product. And one that I myself have tried and highly recommend for anyone who's on an athletic regimen or just trying to maintain a good body weight. This is a terrific all-natural product, and it is only available at the InfoWars.com store. Now, those of you who are regular followers of the Alex Jones Show or of the War Room, which I broadcast with my colleague Owen Schroyer every day from 5 to 6 Eastern, that's 4 to 5 Central, know that our broadcasts would be totally and completely impossible without Brain Force Plus. This is, without any question, my favorite product at the InfoWars.com site because it gives you a burst of natural mental energy and mental fitness without giving you that wired feeling that some of the energy drinks that are laced with cheap ephedra do. And it is also, as you can see, very highly endorsed with many, many favorable reviews. So if you had to name my favorite product, one that I highly recommend and I guarantee you will help you, go check out Brain Force Plus. It is, without any question, my all-time favorite. Why are we constantly pitching you the great products of InfoWars? Because we don't have corporate sponsors standing in the wings saying, oh, Alex, oh, Roger, oh, David Knight, you can't cover this, you can't say that. No, we go where the facts lead us. But our freedom to do so is enhanced enormously by your loyal patronage at the InfoWars.com store. Check it out now. Yesterday on the War Room, I broke a major story, and that is about the real scandal that is facing the National Football League. No, it's not players kneeling in protest. It's something far more outrageous, insidious, and yes, in my opinion, racist. You see, in 2017, the NFL reached a settlement with a large number of brain-injured players who have suffered through brain concussions, which has led to dementia and a series of other maladies for which the playing of these players is responsible. Now, the fact is that 80% of the players bringing this lawsuit are African American, and to date, 82% of their claims, as much as $1.5 to $2 billion, has been shirked by the National Football League. In other words, when these players go to a neurological doctor, get a diagnosis, and submit their claims are almost automatically and universally rejected. So in essence, the NFL is saying that these injured players are lying, that they're fraudsters, that they're tricksters, that they weren't really damaged or injured. And that is an insidious lie. There are actually some cases of NFL Hall of Famers who are now reduced to delivering pizzas to try to make ends meet for their families. And here's the worst part, folks. The NFL is simply trying to run out the clock. You see, under the settlement agreement, if a player dies, well, then the NFL owes their surviving family nothing. Does anybody believe that these players would not have been paid in full and reimbursed for their pain and suffering and medical problems if they were white? I'm sorry. I think that this is the worst kind of racism. And the sad truth is, the NFL actually probably uses the kneeling during the national anthem by protesting players as a diversion from a far, far worse scandal. And that is their evasion of their responsibilities under the 2017 settlement. Here's the worst part. The lawyer who brought the lawsuit for settlement has been paid $52 million. He, in turn, has encouraged individual players not to get their own attorneys, and in fact, he helped push through a cap on lawyers' fees so that he's the only lawyer in the driver's seat. And this, to make things even worse, has been enabled by a senile federal judge, a woman named Broidy, who doesn't seem to even understand what the central issues of this case are, but dotes on this attorney, whose name is Seeger, like a son. This is a national scandal. This is the scandal that the president should be tweeting about. This is the scandal that Donald Trump Jr. should be tweeting about. This is an outrage. Please check out my piece on the real NFL scandal and what is happening regarding this egregious settlement. We've even put up a chart that'll show you, based on the various ailments caused by brain concussions, what the status is of the settlement class. Yes, Owen Schroyer and I are going to organize protests at the home and perhaps the office of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to drive national attention to this incredible scandal. You heard about it first here at InfoWars. But let me remind you again, you could not get today's broadcast. You couldn't see the terrific programming coming up on the War Room without your loyal support and patronage for the InfoWars.com store. And right now, if you go to the InfoWars store, you can get a copy of my new book, Stone's Rules. And here's a very special offer available for InfoWarriors only. Buy my book, Stone's Rules, on the InfoWars.com store. mail it to me along with your receipt showing that you bought it at InfoWars, and it will be my privilege and my honor to personalize it, sign it, and send it back to you. The address to mail your book is 1007 North Federal Highway, Department 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Let me repeat that for you. 1007 Fort Lauderdale, 1007 North Federal Highway, Department 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Get your copy of Stone's Rules, mail it to me, and it'll be my honor to mail it back. Again, this offer is only available for those who buy this terrific book through the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, because Mr. Jones has gone to Washington and will be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body.
It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone, pitch hitting for Alex Jones, because as you know, Mr. Jones has gone to Washington. I like the idea of Alex Jones going right into the den of lions to confront those who accuse him of being a Russian agent, who accuse him falsely of being a traitor to the United States, who accuse him falsely of working for RT, which I can assure you he has never done. That's what's so great about Alex Jones. If you try to get in his face, he will get in your face. And I bet those who are maligning him today in Washington regret having ever done so. But we've seen the knee-deep hypocrisy of the Democrats and the far left in their antics regarding the hearing pertaining to the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, the judge that Donald Trump has appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The hypocrisy and the fraud by people like Cory Booker, the United States Senator from New Jersey who lives in Greenwich Village in New York City, is a classic example. Why is it these Democrats suddenly love transparency? They didn't love transparency when it came to Hillary's 33,000 missing emails. In fact, none of them called for the release of those emails. And the Democrats were aided and abetted by protesters seeking to break up the hearings using guerrilla tactics like shouting, screaming, and the like. Now come serious accusations that those protesters were paid for their disruption and directed in how they would disrupt the hearings. Let's take a look.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom Schleter from Texas. We came here just to participate in the hearings, to get in the line. They told us he'll be out here maybe 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30 at the latest, to get in line so we could go inside to hear the hearings. We got here about 8:15. There was already about 100 people in line, and most of them would be probably classified by me as opposing everything that is going on with Judge Kavanaugh. And so we began to see a process of things unfolding while we were standing in line that kept the line from going ahead. One of the things was that there were people that had come along, and it's starting to rain, people that were coming along and had a bag of money, and the people would hand them a piece of paper, and then they would give them money. So we knew that money was being exchanged for some of the people to be here just to protest. There was no depth to what their understanding was or anything. They were just here to be a protester. And they were actually told, we heard them say this and instruct them, when you go in, we want you to yell, to scream, and even to possibly get arrested. So that was some of the process that we saw happening.
Well, there you have it. How many of these protesters could name the current justices on the Supreme Court? How many of them were recruited from Craigslist? I think Senator Ted Cruz summed this up perhaps better than anyone else. Let's take a look at the senator from Texas.
But it is, at the end of the day, simply an attempt to distract and delay. And indeed, the multiple motions we've seen from Democrats, delay this confirmation, that reveals the whole joke. Their objective is delay. So what is this fight about? If it's not about documents, if it's not about Judge Kavanaugh's credentials, if it's not about his judicial record, what is this fight about? I believe this fight is nothing more and nothing less than an attempt by our Democratic colleagues to relitigate the 2016 presidential election.
Well, there you have it, the tactics of delay, the tactics of protest, to try to postpone the inevitable. Now, at the time that President Trump chose Brett Kavanaugh, he was not, by any means, my first choice for the U.S. Supreme Court. I, in fact, was deeply disturbed by his close relationships with the Bush family and the role that he undeniably played working for Special Counsel Ken Starr in what I regarded was the cover-up of the facts regarding the unfortunate death of the White House counsel to Bill Clinton. But I also made it clear at the time that I would support Brett Kavanaugh or anybody appointed by the president, regardless of Kavanaugh's role in the Vince Foster matter. And undeniably, Kavanaugh has a solid record as a conservative jurist. And that is the important bottom line here. So what is it that we see going on? The Democrats think in some way that this will contribute to their so-called blue wave. I'm still not convinced that this blue wave is coming. Or as James Carville once said to Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. We have the greatest sustained economic growth now under President Donald Trump in American history. Yes, we have brought back a record number of jobs. The very jobs that Barack Obama assured us were never coming back. Well, the president has 4.6% economic growth. This is, in fact, a record. And when I saw White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow roughly 2 weeks ago, he was bullish that the economic recovery would continue. In fact, he thinks we'll ultimately hit 6% economic growth. We were told under President Barack Obama that that was structurally impossible, that America's strong economic days as a world leader were behind us, and we had to accept a global economy in which America was no longer a leader. President Donald Trump has proven that that is false. Now, I think that had the president enacted his tax cuts first and earlier in the first year of his first term, and given those tax cuts more time to gain traction, the economic recovery, which is already extraordinarily robust, would be even stronger. But you can't cry over spilt milk, and people vote their pocketbooks. It's extraordinary now that you have commentators like Carl Bernstein saying the Republicans and the Democrats together must declare that the Trump presidency is a national emergency. Really? At 4.6% economic growth with 3.2 million new jobs created? No, the national emergency is fake news reporters like Carl Bernstein who go on CNN and tell lies to the American people, and CNN says the most trusted name in news. No, there's nothing trusted about them. CNN is fake news. I've been in American politics for some 40 years. I've never seen an instance in which a national news network doesn't even try to pretend to be objective, in which their panels are completely populated with drooling leftist Trump haters, all trying to top each other in their denunciation of this president. Yes, it is Trump derangement syndrome writ large. I felt sorry for former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum when I saw him in one of these gangbang forums where it was 8-1 and he was attempting to defend this president. It is almost a thankless task. Folks, if you're enjoying the Alex Jones show today, if you're looking forward to the upcoming War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, then I ask you to stop by the Infowars.com site now and look at the terrific Labor Day specials that have been extended for a few more precious hours. Bodies, one of our very best products, now back in stock. The incredible bone broth, the building block for anybody who's in an athletic training program or anybody who's trying to improve their body weight to fat ratio, somebody looking to build muscle, somebody just looking to live a healthy lifestyle can pick up this terrific product. Or my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus. Whatever you do, folks, go to the InfoWars.com store because we face the greatest threat to our future ever. The big tech left is seeking to shut InfoWars down and strangle our First Amendment rights. We need your help, and we need it today. And while you're there, grab your copy of Stone's Rules. I'm Roger Stone. Victory or death.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.